If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Party jams only from DJ Gelmanator back there in the producer booth.
I like the energy.
Joey Gelman in the producer booth. I'm Kevin Powell.
I'm Violetta Podramatic.
Alongside Violetta Podramatic, you have one of the more identifiable, recognizable voices, I would say, at the radio station.
Really?
So if anybody doesn't recognize that voice, tell everyone where they could hear you normally. What's your normal slot?
I'm normally on from 2 p.m. to... No, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
3
on the
to 7 is when the Rokan show is.
Exactly.
We've done that for how long now?
Almost a year. But it's 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and we're in here for Mr. Dave Plyer, and I'm getting used to it.
We have a lot of Podramatic, the traffic central phenom from the Rokan show with Anna DeVlantes, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday.
And what do you do, Kevin?
Do sports.
You do sports?
No big deal. Do sports, and actually it's sort of a weird night for me because I was here, I did a show from 8 to 9, which was sort of a Preps Plus. That's your favorite show at the station, right? Preps Plus Chicago.
Yeah, what do you guys cover? High school football.
High school football, which Violetta is a huge high school football fan, so we're going to do a whole hour on that coming up later.
Oh, huge
so definitely
fan.
Don't leave your radio sets or your radio app. Violetta is going to break down all the high school state championship games today.
A touchdown is 7 points?
If you include the extra point.
But you don't always get the extra points, so it's really 6 points.
A touchdown is six, and then you have a
field goal.
Yeah, but point after touchdown, point after attempt, point.
Trying to explain sports to Violetta is challenging.
So it's a point there, or you can do a 2-point conversion.
Oh.
I think later, actually, what we're going to do is Violetta, I'm going to quiz her on sports stuff, and she's going to quiz me on traffic
stuff.
Yeah,
you don't know a lot of traffic stuff.
No, there's like special terms and things that you use in your traffic reports that I... completely.
And everyone should know those words.
I completely miss them. By the way, 312-981-7200 if you want to call or text on anything. If you want to send a compliment our way.
Yeah.
Feel free.
I don't know.
We're excited to be doing this. Just a couple of crazy millennials. We went to management. We said, hey. How about a couple of crazy millennials? We'll get on the overnights 2 to 5. What do you say? And they said, we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
And then they got back to us and they said, sure.
Well, normally, I mean, we stay up this late normally, but it's just a little bit different when you're not at a bar drinking.
Right.
Responsibly, obviously, but...
This is work, Violetta.
This is work. This is intense.
Doesn't really feel like work. 312-981-7200. People are already texting in. 773 says, Violetta for president 2020.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
That's off to a good start. I want a compliment, too.
Okay.
You got to know how the millennial thing works.
We're here
till 5.
We all
want compliments. We all want even amounts of things. After the show, we're hoping to get maybe a cookie, maybe some sort of like trophy.
Yeah.
Or a ribbon that says we did a good job.
I think that always happens when you finish a show here.
How old do you have to be to run for president of the United States?
36.
35.
Dang it.
So I think you're out of the running in 2020. Plus, Kanye's going to win in 2020.
Kanye? Really?
Kanye West. You
may
have heard of him.
I think he's busy. He's moving. He said he can't stay in the country.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that.
Isn't he in a hospital now or something?
Yeah, he is.
He's not doing
Oh, there's
great.
Roger Badish.
Hi, guys.
Up in the newsroom. What's up, Roger?
I'm doing great.
What's new?
You're the voice of reason here tonight.
Roger's a huge Kanye West fan. I don't know if you guys all do that. Every time he walks in, he's got like these big headphones wrapped around his neck.
He calls me into his recording sessions. You know that.
Just to keep him leveled.
It's either that or just crazy calls at 1 a.m. from him. You know, drive me to the hospital.
Classic Kanye with crazy phone calls. It does still feel like Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving-ish, right? Doesn't it still?
It
doesn't feel like it was, you know, just how was your Thanksgiving, by the way, Roger?
Here.
So it was amazing?
Yeah, I was, of course.
Did you sneak downstairs for some turkey?
Actually, I did. Patty brought some leftovers, so we availed ourselves of that. And then I've got a ton of leftovers in the house from where my wife and son went to on Thanksgiving night.
Dynamite leftover meal, my favorite. 2 slices of white bread, extra mayo, turkey, and a little cranberry sauce. The one straight out of the can. You know when it comes out, just slides right out.
And like the ridges still on there?
Yeah, and you can just slice it thin, and it just adds as a perfect little layer on the sandwich.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something creative, you know, something not most people are doing with their leftovers. Mm-hmm. Maybe like take the pumpkin pie, put it in a blender with some rum.
That would be good. Like a little shake, sort of. Roger, yeah. Your thoughts?
I don't know about the shaking it all up. I do the rum by itself. I don't need anything to it. That slice of cranberry sauce on the sandwich, that's unusual. I never thought of doing
cranberry
that.
Sauce on a sandwich?
Well, what did you say you put on it? Not the mayonnaise. What did you say you put on
turkey,
it?
Turkey, mayo, right. And the cranberry sauce.
Or the cranberry sauce.
But
right.
I like it, right from the can.
Because well, that's then it all make, right.
You know, some people make little dishes of like the cranberry sauce, and it's more of like, it's not
fresh,
so it's
fresh
not so,
cranberry. Why would they do that?
Right, it's not so jello-y. It's not right. So canned, but it works if you don't have the
on
canned
a sandwich,
option.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. You know, I do always enjoy after holidays or something celebratory where I walk into the newsroom, whether it's the Monday after or a few days after, and there's this little table we have up there where we all sort of share food, and I walk in, and it's like these makeshift holiday meals. There's a bag of potato chips. There's a half-eaten apple pie. There's some other dessert that I don't know
how
long.
You know what you missed? We had two cheese balls up here. We had shrimp.
Cheese balls? You had shrimp?
Yeah, we had shrimp. Veronica brought shrimp, cold, fresh shrimp with sauce, and then she had a bunch of other stuff. You guys missed it. You should have been here on Thursday and Friday.
You know
she
what?
Brought the stuff in.
No one invited us.
Shrimp's in my top five things of favorite things to eat, Roger.
What do you call it, Kevin?
Shrimp.
Cetein?
A little cetein. A little protein from the sea. Cetein?
Like, oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Roger's like...
But you know what people don't agree on during Thanksgiving? Politics.
Oh, please. I hope you weren't going to say
boy.
That.
Okay, but this leads us sort of to our first topic, or at least kind of theme that we want to hear from everybody all night long, because we love the holidays, and...
But they can be stressful.
As long as you're with, you know, your family's healthy, everybody's together, it's a good holiday. But there are some very iffy moments where you walk the line a little bit. Maybe you ruined Thanksgiving. Maybe your uncle ruined Thanksgiving.
Kevin, I don't like to say ruined. I think we should say almost ruined, because the holiday probably wasn't completely spoiled.
Maybe for some people it wasn't. Maybe for some it was.
So, yeah, I guess our question to the listeners is, how did you almost ruin Thanksgiving?
Well, there was this thing that went viral. You found this, Violetta. It was ruin Thanksgiving in four words.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have any of your favorites that people sent in.
I do. This is from the Burning Platform, and a couple of my favorites. The first one is, thank God Trump won.
Thank God Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's four words
for
you.
But I also have one right after that. I voted for Hillary.
Right. So politics probably could have caused some troubles for you during Thanksgiving dinner. Another good one that I love relates to food. You might like this, Kevin, is that gluten-free.
Mm.
You know, it's just not something you need to hear on Thanksgiving.
Right. Because
you want the bread rolls.
Thanksgiving, what it's really all about, I mean, sure, family and all that stuff matters, but the main thing with Thanksgiving is consuming as many calories as possible. That's what Thanksgiving's all about.
Oh, okay.
I mean, some of the family stuff, too, and all that, blah, blah, blah. But it's mainly how much food can I consume in one day?
Do you think you have a competition within your family about how much food you guys can consume?
Yes. Yeah. Normally when I'm with my brothers, like if there's shrimp around with my brothers, it automatically becomes a shrimp eating contest.
Really?
Yes.
And I mean,
it can get pretty aggressive. Family fights. I haven't seen my brother talk to him in 5 years, all over a shrimp eating contest.
And who won?
We had a good run. I won. That's why he won't talk to me.
Oh,
I ate all his shrimp. I finished my serving and then I went and ate his shrimp.
That's unbelievable.
Did you ruin Thanksgiving, or did anybody in your family ruin Thanksgiving, or at least come close to it? Because, yes, of course, if everybody's there and everybody's healthy and together, it's a good holiday.
And maybe
things can get a little awkward at times, especially
when
the politics.
And how'd you guys rebound? That's a good one, too. I mean, what do you do once everyone just had a blowout?
So you can get the alcohol out, but alcohol also could have been the
fuel.
Root of the
yeah.
problem.
Yeah, it could
you know,
fuel.
It's like that clip Roe plays before we bring out the Carnarvon wagon. It says alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Exactly.
Is that ever more true during the holidays?
I mean, you need a little liquid. It brings people together, but it could also be pretty divisive.
Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. Try to do it. 312-981-7200. You can text or call us. Do you have any stories? Some Thanksgiving horror stories from this past weekend? Or maybe it was all glowing and everything went fine and everybody sort of did the old, let's just keep politics, religion, those sorts of things out of the family conversation.
You could only do that for so long.
What else you got for me?
I got to turn off that football.
Yeah, that's going to ruin Thanksgiving if you do that. Not happening.
Come help me in the kitchen. Is that four words? Come help me. No. That was
close.
Too many words. I got another one here from the list. Mom cooks it different.
Ooh, that's that a hurts. Total like backhanded compliment. Have you gained weight? Ooh, awkward. On Thanksgiving, yeah, I don't even want to know how much weight I gained during Thanksgiving. If you have any thoughts on this, maybe any horror stories from Thanksgiving just a few days ago, we'd love to hear them. 312-981-7200. You can call or text us. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words, but we'll be a little lenient here. You can go 5, 6, 10 words if you'd like, if it's a longer story. But we would love to hear from you. I'm Kevin Powell. You are?
Violetta Padromatic.
We're in for Dave Plyer until 5. Happy to be here on WGN. Jams only from DJ Gelminator. Joey Gelman in the producer booth, crushing it. I'm Kevin Powell.
Keep everyone awake here.
Appreciate it, Joey. Thank you. I'm Kevin Powell alongside
Violetta Padromatic.
And we've asked people to maybe share some Thanksgiving horror stories with us. Maybe something we can laugh at. If it was really, really bad, maybe you can keep it to yourself.
Or put the silver lining on it.
Just don't put your name on the text. That's fine. We won't rat you out. But ruin Thanksgiving in four words. If you can do that, we would love to hear it. And if you need to go a little bit longer, we'll allow 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 words.
We're millennials. We're pretty open.
It's totally fine. 312-981-7200. Some listeners texting in already.
What do we got?
I want a divorce.
Wow.
That'll ruin Thanksgiving in four words.
Yeah, that'll ruin anything.
773, Thanksgiving was ruined because family didn't invite us.
Wow, the old, they call you up and they're like, oh, we're not feeling good. You know what, you guys shouldn't come by. Just stay home.
Sometimes that might be a relief. Like, I love my family, but if we were like, it would kind of be a bummer, but I'm sure for some people they would like to.
But when everyone else is with their family, if you're not with.
Oh, yeah, like if you have a large family and you were the one family amongst the group of families who didn't get invited.
Then everyone else is going to talk about it at Christmas and you're not going to be in on the loop.
Plus, you probably get buried even more at the family party because you're not there, so everyone's naturally going to trash talk you behind your back.
Yeah, that's
classic move. 312-981-7200. Would love to hear about your Thanksgiving or holidays in general. Let us know. 847 line one. Alan's standing by with a Thanksgiving horror story. What do you got for us, Alan?
Well, good morning. We had quite a horror story. There were 20 adults and about 4 little kids at my friend's home, and her 19-year-old nephew went in the purse of another guest and stole $200. Then, after that, he went down into the basement, found a fire extinguisher, and emptied it in the furnace room, the laundry room, and 2 closets, and there was a 1/8 to 1/4 inch of powder everywhere.
Okay.
And you're sure it was the fire extinguisher?
Oh, yeah. That's how we found out what it was.
That's a tough one to top. So, Alan, would you say that, was it completely ruined? Or what sort of, what happened after that?
Well, I think the aftermath was the next day when the kid's mother the kid's mother confronted him about the money that night, and he denied it, and then she made him empty his pockets, and the money was there, found the money there. So he denied that. He then, the next day, they made him come back to the house to clean up, and he sort of refused because he denied doing it, and everyone knew he did it. So the rest of about 3-4 members of the family spent that next day cleaning.
So instead of relaxing,
about ruining a holiday weekend. Yeah.
Well, did you guys think maybe he took the money so he could buy a nice gift during Black Friday?
Yeah,
for
maybe
his
that's
mom?
All he was trying to do.
I would have admitted to it, and I would have said I wanted to buy you something really nice.
Sounds like you've been through this before, Violetta.
I'm just saying. Huh? Sometimes you have to admit, but then really come up with a great reason.
Right, just make a great story. Ron. Hey, Alan, you're the best. Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
thanks so much.
Thanks, Alan. That's pretty bad. Some other texts, ruin Thanksgiving in four words coming in, 312-981-7200. From the 708, the baby isn't yours.
Wow. Yeah. Another thing that could really ruin anything, not just Thanksgiving.
Darren from the 815 says, make America great again.
There you go. Some people saying on that website that we saw or looked at earlier, I just came in with my make America great again hat.
Right.
You don't even have to say anything.
I'm not going to lie. My family Thanksgiving, it's...
Yeah, how'd that go, Kevin?
Look, I love them. We're all super close. But I really thought that, like, the politics stuff would just sort of stay to the side. Like, I actually thought everyone would just avoid it. Like, just avoid the political talk.
To be civil.
But it was, you know, about...
How long did it take before it got political?
Well, people sort of filed in at separate times. And one of my uncles, who's extreme to the right, questioned who I voted immediately walking in, so...
You there smell was, like...
It's weird, because there's, like, everyone's kind of avoiding it, but then there's, like, moments where people just can't help it, and they just, like, burst out with something really quick.
Right.
But then,
because
like,
it's fun
but then,
to make a joke, and then
right. But then
funny.
Things calm down a little bit. Maybe somebody's got a couple little sippy poos in them, a couple Miller Lights, a couple alcoholic beverages, feeling loose, feeling risky. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You're probably so comfortable with your family and... You know, you feel comfortable saying stuff, and then all of a sudden you maybe say
like,
one
I
thing
went
too
far.
One step too far.
Classic one step too far. Ruined Thanksgiving in four words. How did your Thanksgiving go? 630 texts in. My dad and stepmom invited me to dinner, then on Wednesday night told me not to come by. Nice. That's from Hannah, 630.
What'd
not
she
sure
do?
What happened there.
She must have gone out on Wednesday.
I feel like there's a little more going on there, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah, tell us why they uninvited you.
If not, I'm really sorry. That's horrible that they uninvited you. That's almost worse because you're like hyped up.
Yeah.
You
know? You're looking forward to going. And then I have one that I just thought of. Is this supposed to be dry?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's more than four words too, but I mean.
Well, as we said, ruin Thanksgiving in four words. We'll allow a few words over that. You want to go 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? That's totally fine with us. 708 says, real homemade stovetop? Question mark.
Right. Can it be homemade if you got it out of a box? Probably not. Probably not.
Somebody said 708. Oh, just a yacked up furball. I think that's they found something in one of the dishes, maybe.
Oh, wow.
That's bad.
That's horrible.
That's something you may want to keep to yourself.
I'm getting takeout. Oh, there's four.
We're getting a divorce. I think maybe the winner. That will put a damper
it's
on
your
holiday.
It's not your kid. It's pretty horrible.
That's pretty awful, too. Especially, like, how old was the kid at the time, you know? Like,
right.
Was it something they held inside for, like, 20 years?
Or the kid's there.
Or the kid's
there. Right. And you're in trouble.
Right, yeah. Like, he's not yours. All drunk.
And then the kid's like, well, where is my dad?
Right. That's really awkward. Thanksgiving in four words. If you can do it in four words, you five gold stars for you. We appreciate it. If you want to go a little bit longer than four words, totally fine with
three
us.
Stars.
But we want to hear them. 312-981-7200. We're going to revisit this throughout the show because I think everybody's got a story from if it's Thanksgiving or if it's Christmas, 4th of July, the fireworks. Those could be real bad stories.
Yeah.
Also, just to mention what's coming up on the program tonight. We're on till 5 o'clock again. I'm Kevin Powell. You are?
Violetta Podramatic.
We're in for Dave Plyer. Thank you, Dave, for letting us sit in for you. Violetta Podramatic is apparently maybe the biggest Christmas music fan I've ever met. I was unaware of this. So she, DJ Podramatic, has put together her top five Christmas songs. That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Violetta is also a phenomenal shopper. She's like a Hall of Fame shopper. She's really good at spending money, correct?
I am pretty good at other people's money more so than myself.
Right. So you have some Cyber Monday deals and whatnot, and you're going to share that all with us, right?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the hookup.
Love it. Well, appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200. Feel free to jump in at any point to talk about anything we're talking about.
And then we're going to talk sports with you, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm going to give you some sports quizzes, and you're going to give me traffic quizzes.
Are we going to talk about the Bears?
The Bears, yes. We're playing today, later today, in about 10 hours or so. I'm Kevin Paul. She's Violetta Podramatic. Much more coming up. We're on till 5 here on WGN. Quick timeout. We'll get to the newsroom with Roger Badish. per usual, Violetta Podramatic dancing to the bumper music.
Can't help it. Some of us just have music in our veins.
Violetta and I work on the Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis Monday through Friday.
If you want to call it work.
Want to call it work.
I do traffic.
She does traffic. I do the sports.
No big deal.
They came to us. They said, hey, you crazy millennials, you want to do a show together?
Yeah.
Wait, is that how it went? I think I've changed the story three times already.
I think we asked.
We asked. They said, we'll get back to you.
And then
they realized it was the holidays and a lot of people were off. And they were like, who could do it? Oh, maybe Violetta and Kevin.
Yeah, we don't have plans on a Saturday night.
No plans. So doing the overnights for Dave Plyer. Again, I'm Kevin Powell, Violetta Podramatic. In for DP. Appreciate him letting us sit
KP
in.
And V in for DP.
KP and V in for DP. KP and V, it's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, just saying, if you're listening, bosses.
Yeah.
Mr.
If you got any
Boss
other
man?
Name ideas, 312-981-7200. We're also taking texts and phone calls for possible Thanksgiving horror stories. Was Thanksgiving ruined? Did you ruin Thanksgiving? Did you do something wrong? 312-981-7200. Those are coming in, and we're going to hit those throughout the show.
And that's all fine and dandy, but what really people want to know is about shopping. Because Cyber Monday's coming up, Black Friday just passed, and it's kind of like a whole shopping season. It's not just like one day.
Have you bought anything yet since? Because like everything basically starts like last Wednesday already.
Right.
Or like even on I think I bought stuff on Thanksgiving online because it was just so
cheap.
There's
some good deals, yeah. And it lasts really until December 3rd. So really from before Thanksgiving to way after Thanksgiving, you can find great deals
online. Yet despite all these deals, you know what I love is the videos that always go viral, Black Friday.
Yeah,
I saw a whole group of shoppers in a Walmart fighting over hand towels.
A lot of crazy things happen in Walmart, though.
Selfishly, like, I feel bad for those people because they're just hand towels. And
but they were probably only like $1.99.
And the night before, you were probably sitting around the dinner table with your family saying all the things you're thankful and grateful for.
And you're saying kitchen towels wasn't on that list?
Maybe not. Maybe that was the one thing they were missing in their life was some brand new kitchen towels.
I'd be so happy if I just had some kitchen towels from Walmart.
So that was selfishly, I enjoy watching those videos. But you, the shopping expert, has put together some great Cyber Monday deals. Is that correct?
Yeah. So last year on Cyber Monday, $3 billion. That's what the U.S. spent on Cyber Monday deals. Back on Black Friday, 2.7, not as big. And so I was confused by the word Cyber Monday, right? Like, is it Cyber Monday because you're shopping online? Or is it Cyber Monday because you buy a lot of tech stuff?
Oh, I always thought it was because it was the day you go online shopping. Like Black Friday was for in-store. Cyber Monday was invented when the internet got popular.
In 2006, actually, is when it started.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're like the Wikipedia page of Cyber Monday.
Well, just the people should know the facts before we talk about the fun stuff.
Right.
I looked up a lot of the deals online.
Let's hear them.
Yeah. So we got Crocs.
The Crocs?
You wear Crocs?
I do not wear the Crocs.
Maybe you should because they're 40% off site-wide.
How much do those things normally go for?
I don't know.
I don't think you
but they're 40% off, so that's a great deal.
I don't think you could pay me to wear those things.
They're so comfortable.
Mario Batali, that his name? The chef?
Yeah.
He wears those.
Yeah, because they're chef shoes. A lot of people wear them in the kitchen.
Does Vera, your mother?
She prefers the Snickers. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about this Almond Joy that's in front of me. What are they called?
Sneakers.
No, sneakers? Not sneakers.
Skechers.
Yeah, Skechers.
Wow.
Whatever she's doing, just tell her to keep doing it because the cabbage rolls. Did you bring cabbage rolls, by the way?
I do. I have cabbage rolls
upstairs.
We should
explain that your parents have a restaurant.
Yeah. My mom doesn't just make cabbage rolls all the time. She makes them for the restaurant. Little Booker's Bistro. They're probably up listening right now. They stay
up late. Bronco and Vera.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Best cabbage rolls ever.
At least we have two listeners, and my grandma's listening, too. She plugged in the old radio at home.
Awesome.
So what else we have on this list? We got Travelocity. A lot of great deals on hotels during Cyber Monday.
Okay.
About 50% off on hotel rooms.
Okay. That's
so
great.
So that's a great deal. Then we got Levi's. Those are, American. Pretty good American
Levi's
brands.
Never fit me well.
But they're expensive all the time. So
yeah. Well, that's the thing, too.
It's jeans. You really don't need
these deals that you're naming, 40% off this, 50% off. This is like when you go to a coat store and it's 90% off, but they listed it at like $2,000.
Right.
So they're trying to make it look like a good deal. So are these actual good deals from your extensive research?
From my research shows that the discount averaging 22%. So overall, you're probably saving some tax and just a couple dollars on your transaction. That's why it's good to
buzzkill.
But that's why it's good to shop for bigger things. Like, you know, you see those commercials where people went Black Friday shopping. And
I needed
someone,
a new car. Maybe
someone
I'll
bought
a new
car. Exactly. Or, you know, Kevin, we both live at home. Maybe we need some new furniture.
That's true.
Ashley Furniture is doing 25% off furniture. It's a pretty
good
deal.
Need to move out. I should go stock up on furniture for when I move out eventually.
And it's like zero interest. There's a bunch of great deals on furniture right now. And vacuums.
Really?
But I think the point of Cyber Monday and Black Friday is hopefully you're buying things that you would have bought anyway, and now you're getting them discounted. But I think most people probably are just shopping, and they're like, wow, it's on sale. I need to buy it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've been looking at through some of these lists. I think I should probably buy less stuff because these deals come around. I'm like, I have all this already.
Well, that's what
I
was saying.
I think I have
earlier.
Too much stuff in my life. I'm giving it all away. Seventh caller gets all my stuff. 312-981.
How much stuff do you have? You're giving away your mom's furniture?
My mom's furniture, my bedding, some of my clothes. I don't know. I'm just giving it all away. I'm starting fresh.
Kate Spade, 30% off if you need to get yourself a purse.
Ooh, I need a new purse.
Yeah. Everyone does.
Kate Spade's great.
Great. Also, they have wallets. Great wallets.
I do need a new wallet. Leather wallets. Seriously.
Well, not really for you. It's more for girls.
Kate Spade's strictly for girls? It doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's a girl name. Kate Spade.
Well, Ralph Lauren's a guy, and girls can buy Ralph Lauren stuff and Tommy
Ralph
Hilfiger.
Lauren.
It's Lauren.
Lauren.
It's Lauren.
I know, I just like bothering you.
We had Ralph Lauren's daughter in the studio, and Cochran, she was on with Steve Cochran in the morning. One of the first things he asked was that. Because people say Lauren.
Yeah.
It's Ralph Lauren.
Okay, you don't have to get angry about it.
No, but
sorry that I haven't met Ralph Lauren's daughter.
Dylan. Dylan's candy shop right next door. That's her spot.
Are they open?
I don't know.
I could use some
But that's
snow
a
caps.
Candy shop, but there's a bar in there.
Yeah.
But I don't know what kind of drinks they're making up. Are they all
it's
like
a soda bar. It's not a
no,
liquor bar.
No, there is
no,
liquor.
I think there's liquor.
No way.
Yeah. I think there is.
The
I
one
went,
right in the front there?
I'll call, mm-hmm. I'll call Dylan Lauren and ask
Lauren,
him.
Now Lauren. You're messing oh, it up. That's the best. He just messed it up.
You're screwing, you're
Ooh,
screwing
a rum,
it up.
A rum chocolate milkshake.
That sounds odd. Did you just look up the menu?
I thought
no,
you said you
I
didn't
just,
want the rum shakes just, when Violetta proposed the pumpkin
well, not
pie
with the,
rum.
Not with the pumpkin pie in it.
Why not?
No.
Key lime pie?
You don't. No.
Ooh, key lime pie like with tequila, and I put it in a blender once. And it was perfect because it's got, like, all the ingredients, you know, like the whipped cream added.
Already,
is,
already
is,
in there.
Wow, you put the crust in there, too?
I just threw a whole piece of pie, a key lime pie. I love key lime pie. And I think I just put a little tequila in there, I think a touch of some margarita mix, and just blended it together in my Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville machine.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
And it was amazing.
Did you get that on sale, too? Was that about a month?
Actually, it wasn't mine. I lied. It was my friend's machine.
Oh.
But it sounded cooler if I had it. I wonder if there's a Cyber Monday. Can you see if there's any Margaritaville Cyber Monday deals?
Yeah, I'll check it out. That's a necessity to buy.
Exactly. How am I going to get through the winter without a margarita? Got to do some island living even when it's cold outside.
Island
Bring
living,
the beach
that's fun.
To your house.
Well, so there's a lot of great deals that we already covered, but there's also a lot of crazy stuff
mm-hmm.
that people probably really don't need, but they buy anyway.
Right.
You want to know a couple of those things?
Yes.
I'm not watching the time, so I really don't know if we have to go to break.
No, we're good.
Okay,
I'll give
cool.
you, I'll like blink twice really awkwardly if we have to break.
Okay, so I'll start looking at you. what we have, the craziest things, there's this thing it's called an iPoddy iPad holder.
iPoddy iPad holder?
Yeah, you want to guess what that is?
I can take a guess, but I'll let you explain it to us.
So it's like a potty training for toddlers, and it holds their iPad so they can just sit there all day, you know, on the technology, waiting to
oh,
go to the bathroom.
Oh, this is for toddlers? I was going to say I could use something like that. That's when I do my best thinking. I could jot down some notes. I could, like, write a whole book in a matter of a week if I had something like that.
Well, are you potty trained?
Yes.
Okay, well, so you don't really need this.
No, but I'm saying sometimes it's just comfortable. Like, you get comfortable, and it's that would be handy to be sitting there.
Handy. That's a great play on words.
It is.
Because you'll be hands
There was free. No pun intended there, but it came out.
So that's $10 on Amazon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You might want to get yourself one. I don't know if they make them in large sizes. But then there's also another funny
Put that
thing.
On my Christmas list.
Portal 2 Potato Science Kit.
Come again? Yes. Wait, what is it?
It's the Portal 2 Potato Science Kit.
Is this like when you play with the electric things and you can punch it through the potato?
Exactly. So you.
I think I had that as a kid.
Right. So, you, but this one's a little different. So you get the science kit, you plug it all in, and apparently there's stuff
just,
that
like,
turns...
tells you that there's electric.
Okay, so then that electricity turns on, and what comes out? But insults. It's an insult machine. But you have to plug it into a potato for it to work. That's on ThinkGeek. It's only $10 as well. I was thinking about getting one.
Okay, all those would be phenomenal white elephant gifts.
Yeah, these are perfect.
I didn't see that one coming. Any
you
other
didn't
ones?
See it coming, huh? Okay, then this, you're going to love this one. Bacon talking doll plush. Okay. Can you guess what it is? I mean, it's a baking. It's like a big pillow, like life size, that's bacon, and it talks to you.
Oh, what does it tell you? It
tells you, like, I am bacon, I smell good, you know. That's $20.
You know there's alarm clocks that you can get, and when it's time, you know, your alarm goes off in the morning, it sprays out a scent, and it smells like bacon.
Where does it get the scent from?
I don't know. But like
that's
weird. I have like a bacon candle, I think, or a bacon like car freshener. So I don't know how they've mastered it, but it's great. But I always said that's just like a major tease. Like if you woke up and smelled the bacon.
And then there was no bacon?
Yeah.
Well, then you got to make some bacon.
It would just ruin the day. Like I'm going back to bed if there's no bacon. But I'd rather smell bacon that's actually being fried in the kitchen. I've thought about this a lot, Violetta.
I mean, it's concerning me where they're getting the bacon smell.
I mean, I don't know.
And
they,
does it shoot it
they
out?
They can just
at
like
you?
Man, it like sprays it out. Like if you have
like a mist machine.
Yeah, like a air freshener in a room mm-hmm. that sprays out. Like you ever been in those where you walk in a room and it sprays?
Yeah, and then I'm like, do I smell? Does that like go off because of motion or because of the certain scent in the room? I get very confused.
I don't know.
I'm gonna get you a bacon talking doll. Anyway, nice. Last but not least, there's a Hug Me pillow on Overstock for $25.
Okay.
And it's like half of a man with his arm out. So in
so
case you don't
like
have anyone to cuddle with.
People that are single during the holidays that want to like feel like they're being cuddled.
And
by...
there's like four different ways you can cuddle with it. Like, you know, little spoon, big spoon, or you can lay on its chest or.
It's like an inflatable doll.
Well, no, because this is just a pillow. So it's comfortable. $25 though. Cheap date.
I like it. I like it, Violetta. That's Violetta's Cyber Monday gift guiding.
Really, I think that probably everything's just overpriced during the year and then they put crazy discounts during this time of year.
So you think there is some actual legit good deals, though?
Some of them. I think if you're buying big, it makes sense. But for the small stuff, well, actually, I went to Kmart with my grandma today. Great deals there. You can buy something, equal value, the next one's free.
What do you mean?
Like, I bought a shirt for my grandma.
And the next one's free?
Yeah.
Anything you buy?
Well, sir. So
buy a TV and get one free?
No, it's certain stuff. These shirts were on discount. And she's like, well, I want this one. I'm like, well, that one's 50 and this one's 20. You got to pick which one you want.
Do you shop the Amazons?
No.
You don't do Amazon?
No.
What?
The Prime? Amazon
I
Prime?
I do.
You love it, right?
I love it. Great.
Do you do the Prime membership?
Yep.
$100 a year, you get free shipping. Sometimes one day free mm-hmm. shipping on stuff.
Okay, yep. But most stuff is free shipping anyway. Why are you paying
on it? Because this is like fast delivery. This isn't like free shipping, but it's 5 to 15 business days. Right. Amazon knows what's up.
Now, it's not for everything, but if you shop smart, you'll find the deals and you'll find the good
but
shipping.
But it kind of is for everything, Roger. Like, what can you name that?
Well, there's some stuff that doesn't qualify.
Oh, you're saying for the shipping. I thought you meant buying from Amazon. You could buy literally anything. Oh, you could buy a house off Amazon. They'll show up a house in front of your house. Yeah. Yeah. Drop off a house.
Drop a house on you.
Only in 5 days.
But Amazon Prime is, I mean, not to discount any other similar service, but I love Prime because I also use the video service like crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. And they have music streaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that because you're listening to 720.
Exactly. On all your presets. Thanks for listening. Roger, are you eyeballing any sort of Cyber Monday deals? Have you done any Black Friday situations?
I don't need anything.
You don't need anything? You're good?
I'm good.
Well, like, do you have
what about presents for Christmas?
Do you have a Christmas list? Like, maybe I'll get you something, Roger.
My wife and I haven't talked about it yet because every year it changes.
Okay.
So we'll do some last-minute stuff, I'm sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not big into presents either. My family, we've never done a lot of presents. We've just been, it's more about the holiday season, you know?
Well, Amazon just came out with, now that I'm getting older, I just tell my parents, I'm like, just can you give me cash?
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of
I'd like a nice
with
envelope with money or pay a bill or two.
You just... maybe pay some student loans for the next few months or something. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks. Can I just live with you guys? Bye.
Can I just like remain rent-free here and just smooch off you guys for a lot longer?
Are you guys moving out soon?
Yeah. When are you guys moving out? This place going to be mine soon or what? Please, Mom and Dad.
Roger,
right, well,
do you think we're crazy?
Huh?
Do you think we're crazy?
No, our 28-year-old son lives with us.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. He knows we all have a connection.
33% of millennials live at home still.
Yeah. Well, that with the caveat that he saves his money.
Yeah, I haven't really
so that he can
that so well.
Eventually move out.
Well, first we got to pay the student loans.
That's
student
done.
Loans.
Oh, that's done. Now he's just saving.
We got the bar tabs to pay.
No, no.
It all adds up, Roger.
We have the bacon talking dolls to pay for. Yeah. They're not going to buy themselves.
No, that doesn't work. No. He buys equipment for his music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he in a band?
He composes stuff online. He does everything online. He does DJing at times. He works for a friend, and if they get too many jobs, he'll work a couple. He has played in a band before. He played at Taste of Chicago 1 year.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
just shredding it, tearing it up.
He's more jazz.
He's more into jazz and
nice.
Electronic.
Has he ever seen Whiplash?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
He lives as he's 28. He lives
movie.
His own life.
Do you are you cool with him living at home, or are you like, come on, get out of here?
We're okay. It was a joint agreement, my wife and I, and trying to help him out so
right.
he can save up and do stuff. He's got a great job. He works. You were talking about Mario Batali before. He works. Our son works over at Eataly.
Oh, I love that place.
If you go get the steak sandwich, it's near the brewery on the second floor. They carve it right from the roast onto your bread, hand it to you. It's phenomenal.
Wow. Looks like you've been there a few times.
They say Eataly is like Disney World for adults.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense, especially just people who like, it's like Disney World for big eaters.
Yeah. And drinker, you get to enjoy. You go through the grocery store, get a nice glass of wine.
Let's take like a whole journey through that place. It's
you can't
phenomenal.
Go with someone who wants to just go and eat. You got to go with someone who wants to like
who wants
hang
to enjoy
out
the experience.
And the experience.
But now that I've done it a couple times, now I do go there
just
and
to
go
eat.
Straight to the steak sandwich station.
Hmm.
That's how phenomenal
I
it is.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'm Kevin Powell. She's
Violetta Patrimetic.
Roger Badish and News. Joey Gelman's in the producer booth. We were talking earlier, and we're going to circle back to this throughout the show. 312-981-7200. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. And I guess ruin holidays in four words will work well. And you can use more than four words.
What's how about out of my face?
Out of my if that gets dropped, that means something's already going down.
Yeah.
Or what about don't point at me?
Get your finger out of my face?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's more than four.
Out of my face.
Yeah, out of my face.
On my face.
Hey, listen, I don't want to fight right now,
somebody's,
Roger.
Somebody's crossed the line.
Right.
You know.
815 texts in, turkey is on fire.
Oh, man. Is that supposed to be on fire?
I don't know if that would ruin Thanksgiving completely because the sides are pretty dynamite. A lot of people are I don't like turkey. I just like the sides.
It depends on whether it needs to cook a little more. If it was on fire and you put it out just the right time, you're good.
Or a classic attempting deep fry situation.
Oh, yeah.
My sister and her boyfriend deep fry turkey.
Phenomenal. They love it.
They
love
it. It turns out great every time.
And the house is still standing after they do it.
They
know all the tips and tricks to not burning the house down.
Exactly. They do it outside in the garage. Open up the garage door.
I've
only seen pictures. I've never been
there. Love a fried turkey. Love an oven-baked turkey. Love a smoked turkey. Smoked turkey's good.
I like deli turkey, and that's it.
Okay. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. Did anything bad happen to you over the holidays? Anything?
Are you scarred still?
You scarred maybe from the past couple days? Have you just been sort of hanging out, enjoying your time off, drinking, getting over the events of Thanksgiving, whether it was a family fight, whether you burnt the turkey, whether you did something? Did you get in a fight with a sibling, make things awkward? One of our callers earlier, Alan. What's up, Alan? He said a 19-year-old robbed somebody's purse and took the fire extinguisher and sprayed the entire basement down. Those are the sorts of stories we've been getting on this Ruined Thanksgiving in four words. How was it ruined for you? 312-981-7200. You're listening to WGN. Welcome back in on this Sunday morning. Have we decided yet if we're calling this Saturday night or Sunday morning?
I think we should call it Saturday night until
it feels like,
4.
Yeah, it feels like... I mean, I was out last night till about 3. Or no, I was up till about 3 last night.
Yeah, that's what I was complaining, saying, oh my gosh, it's so late, I gotta go to work so late. My parents are like, what are you talking about? You don't show up at home until 5 a.m. anyway some nights. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's the thing. I'm interested to see how I'm going to be feeling around 4 or 5 a.m. But real quickly to touch, Roger had that in the news, some breaking news out of New Orleans. So we'll be sure to keep you updated with all that. When Roger has more information, we'll go right back up to the newsroom. But it sounds like some horrible news coming out of New Orleans on this holiday weekend. Not what you want to hear at all. But we'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, what we've been talking about is this holiday weekend, Thanksgiving. And how was your Thanksgiving? What did you do for Thanksgiving, by the way?
Well, I was raised by foreigners. So I don't know. I didn't think that my parents had such a connection to Thanksgiving or American holidays. But apparently they do, because it was just me that didn't have a connection, I guess. I normally, when growing up, I always went to my friends' houses. My parents have a restaurant, like we already talked
little
about.
Bucharest, little cabbage Bucharest, rolls.
And they always work. So holidays have never really been like holidays, you know?
Right.
They're constantly working. We're always open all the time. So they have had a Thanksgiving Day dinner, and we normally show up at the restaurant beforehand, you know, bring my grandma when my sister was in town, bring my sister.
Right.
Me and my mom, small family. All the kitchen staff, everyone, we sit down.
Serbian family,
yep.
Oh, that's nice. You guys have like a little family restaurant. How many people normally sit down and eat?
This year it was like 6. I mean, we just sit down for about 25 minutes because we don't stop. So they had to get back to work.
The whole time?
They had to wash their own plates, you know, afterwards. We're like, okay, great, you're done eating. Now take that in the kitchen. Yeah. No cabbage rolls. It was traditional, but my mom is the one making it. And like I said, she's foreign, Eastern European.
Mm-hmm.
So she does not cook turkey normally, or cranberries, or stuffing, or yams.
Mashed taters.
But she figured it out. It's fine. It was okay.
So you had a nice time.
It was okay, yeah.
My question is, because what we've been talking about is ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words.
I'll tell you how my dad could ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words.
People are texting in 312-981-7200. Some interesting stories from this past Thanksgiving and from prior holidays in general. What do you got?
Well, Bronco's obsessed with social media. That's my dad. So wants me constantly. He doesn't post, though. He has other people post for him. So he needs me to post. So I'd say ruining Thanksgiving would say, post this on Facebook.
This on Facebook.
Yeah.
That would ruin it for you? Because you'd be enjoying your meal and then you'd have to go and post something?
It's just, and then he's like, sits there over my shoulder telling me what to say. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. You don't know how to speak English fully. Let me just, I'll decide what your caption is. And then he's like, oh, just, you know, you never write what I tell you to write. I'm like, well, I'm sorry.
But I like that, though. This is what I'm talking about. Everybody's got a little, everybody's family's a little different.
Yeah.
You know, some are a little more political, some are a little more foreign, as you put it, and do things a little differently. But I think no matter what, when it comes to family, they're going to drive you nuts, because I think that's just how it is.
They know how to push your buttons.
They know how to push buttons. You're around them a lot. You see them a lot. You know their tendencies. You know things that annoy you from maybe past experiences. And then when it's on the holidays, maybe it's
heightened. There's so much extra stress, and maybe family you don't normally see is there. So sometimes parents are probably like, don't embarrass me.
Right.
And you're like, stop putting on a fake show.
Uh-huh.
I hate that.
You hate the fake show.
Yeah.
I understand. That makes
sense. Just be real, man.
Be real. 312-981-7200. Love to hear your story. 773 says, how to ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words. Long hair and waffles. It was Thanksgiving brunch. That would be bad, because the rest of the day you're going to be looking at all your food like, is there another hair in here?
Oh, I can't eat a place. If I see a hair anywhere,
yeah,
I'll definitely complain and tell the person. But normally I wait until I leave. I call, like if it's at a restaurant, because I don't want them to think I just want something for free.
What do you mean? You don't tell them that if they give you a dish and there's a pear on it, you wait
till you... I don't
eat
it. I leave, and then I call them, and I'm like, hey, I was just there. Just want to let you know.
What?
Because I don't want them to think like, oh, she's just complaining. She put a hair in her food so that
you
she can get something
for free. You of
all people,
I would think you would be like, excuse me, come over here. You're from the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm. But
you
just,
like to get what you're paying for.
I do, but I don't want people to think I want it for free or like I staged it.
So what
it.
If they say, here's a free meal? Say, no, I don't want the free meal.
Yeah, but... Then they still do
or
something.
Or I staged it, you said?
Yeah, they'll send, you know, ice cream over. I don't know. I just
classic
don't want to
leaving hair in the food to get a free meal.
But I just want to tell them about it so that they can fix it in the future. And also, I should mention, if Bronco's listening, I love you and sorry about the Facebook comment.
Oh, that was sweet.
Go to bed.
As long as everybody's together. 4 words to ruin Thanksgiving. You're not the father.
That's horrible.
That would be very awkward.
who is the father's another one.
Right. Right. It's the other uncle right next to the kid. Like, oh, boy.
Well, I'm going to go.
This just got interesting. 630 says he cracked a molar. Extremely painful. Worst part, Dennis isn't back until Monday. That's brutal. Anybody got any dentists open today where 630 can go? Text that in, please. Help the man out. That's brutal. That would also be brutal because eating. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Thanksgiving, sure, it's about family and stuff like that. But the main thing on Thanksgiving is consuming as many calories as possible. That's the most crucial part of Thanksgiving.
Right. I definitely see where you personally are coming from on that topic.
I just thought everybody was that way. No?
I don't really like Thanksgiving food. And my mom doesn't make green bean casserole.
It doesn't matter. You can just eat whatever. You're allowed to eat. The calories don't even
calories
really count.
Calories don't count?
Yeah, on the holidays.
That
but
makes sense.
But it's fun to like keep a general idea. Like I think I was just grazing the kitchen Thanksgiving morning.
I love that term,
grazing. Yeah, I grazed
the kitchen.
You just
go back. Kitchen. You
yeah.
just take little bites.
Nibble. Mm-hmm. Just nibble here and there. My mom, we don't even host. We didn't host Thanksgiving this year, but my mom just whips up a turkey for the house just to have it at the house.
You told me that. I think that's just outrageous. Did you sit down and eat the turkey?
No.
Or you're just going to pick at it?
My mom put it on, and then we like just sort of dug into it, cut some, put it on a plate. We
Before
all just kinda...
you went to someone else's house to have Thanksgiving
This was like
dinner.
Thanksgiving morning, my mom made a turkey. for me, my dad, and my mom. And then like my sister came by and my grandma. So we just sort of nibbled on it. I kind of grazed on that all day.
Right, because you can't leave, you know, whoever house you're visiting and be like, hey, can I get some turkey to go because
I
like leftovers?
Our family, we do it that way. Like everyone gets sent home with a little leftover care package.
Wow.
But this year I said no leftovers. Calories do count tomorrow.
Wow. Putting down the hammer.
Summer
there.
Bodies are made in the winter, Violetta. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, and we're going on a vacation.
We're going
so
on vacation to Mexico with the show.
Yep, with the Rocon show.
How to ruin Thanksgiving in four words. 224 sent in. You voted Trump? Ew. A lot of political ones. A lot of political related text. And I'm sure everybody had an interesting Thanksgiving.
My girlfriend had one last year. It's Thanksgiving in lawnmower.
Thanksgiving in lawnmower?
So they walked out of the house. Or I guess it'd be stuffing in lawnmower. They walked out of the house to bring like the stuffing to their family's house and dropped it and just happened to fall all in the lawnmower on the yard.
Whoa.
So they dropped it onto the lawnmower?
Yes.
Like the lawnmower was just left in the yard and then they tripped on it and fell.
I don't know if they tripped on it, but somehow it all ended up in the lawnmower.
That's horrible. Okay. Did you guys just keep walking? Pretend you didn't do it?
I wasn't there. They probably did, but it was.
That's what I would.
It was
done.
A great phone call. The stuffing's in the lawnmower.
Heartbreak City. Heartbreak City.
Well, you eat a lot on Thanksgiving, like you said. Calories don't count. Do you get heartburn?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I
you just fight through.
Yeah, I just got to battle through. I take a couple extra Nexiums. Make sure I keep my Tums nearby. All worth it though. We want to hear your rough stories from the holidays. 312-981-7200. Please continue to text or call. Again, I'm Kevin Powell. She's
Violetta Podramatic.
Appreciate you listening. We'll come back with some more of those texts and calls. Plenty more to come, including Violetta's top five Christmas playlist. Apparently, Violetta Podramatic is the biggest Christmas music
Christmas.
Fan out there.
All things Christmas.
So she'll run through some of her favorite Christmas things. We'll talk a little more Cyber Monday. Violetta's got a whole list of deals.
There's also a Hallmark channel, Kevin, where they play Christmas movies until Christmas.
So you told me about this, and I said, okay, we'll take a quick break, and we'll get into this. The Hallmark Channel. If you have any thoughts on that as well, 312-981-7200. Are you addicted to it? Is
yes.
it horrific? Can you not stand the sight? I am Kevin Powell, again, alongside
Violetta Podramatic.
So what's going on? You enjoying the time? This is our first chance at doing a show together. They came to us, two crazy millennials, said, hey, wait, I keep screwing up this
story. You guys are going
to
be up on Saturday
night. I think we went
night?
And begged them. We said, come on.
Please.
Come on. Everybody else gets a show. We want a show.
Yeah.
We work on the Rocon show with Anna DeVlantes, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, via a lot of traffic extraordinaire.
Yeah. And you do something about sports, right?
Something about sports. Some would say it's the most important role on the show. I mean, the sports cans aren't going
to
write themselves, Violetta. People need to know what's going on in the sports world,
yeah,
especially in this town with all the teams we have.
Yeah, so much important sports stuff. People really want to know travel times and how to get home, Kevin.
So it is Sunday, although we've discussed that it does feel more of like Saturday night rather than Sunday morning.
Yeah, but you know, there's no one on Michigan Avenue. We're in the Showcase Studio, Allstate Showcase Studio, and I thought it'd be a little bit busier over here.
You were hoping for some crazier, rambunctious...
I really was, because Mr. Dave Plyer, who we're filling in for, told me some crazy stories about people coming up to the window.
Putting a show on?
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't happened yet. No, give me a heads up, though, if it does, because yeah. I'm sort of looking your way. You have the view of Michigan Avenue.
So come see us on Michigan Avenue. We need some excitement. And also call in, text, tell us your ideas. I want to talk to people.
You just want to talk?
Yeah.
Just see what's up?
Yeah.
Why don't you just like, I know it. You probably don't know what a phone book is.
A phone book?
Sit on those when you need to be higher
That's,
up, right?
Yeah, at the Thanksgiving dinner, right, at the kids' table.
No, I think Violetta still uses that in her car to see over the steering wheel.
Good one, guys.
Or just open up a phone book, just like call a random number.
You should
talk to them.
Wait, what's that called? Prank? We should prank call people.
Well, don't prank call. Just call them and say,
no,
hi.
We're
going to
do it. Thank
you.
Hey, if
You're
management
welcome.
Asks us why we did this,
no,
it was your idea.
No.
Oh, this is a great idea. I just got really excited.
You can't do that
why?
In radio. It's
That sounds amazing.
There are rules, Violetta.
I'm going to call people.
Let's call Bronco. See what he's up to.
We could.
You want
to
call Bronco?
Doesn't he get up early to start preparing foods and
cabbage
stuff?
Rolls?
He stays up late.
Does Bronco do any cooking or is it strictly Vera?
Bronco does. I don't think he even has ever used a microwave. he's more the entertainer, really. Yes. He shuffles people into the restaurant. Right. People come to Little Book Rest for his shenanigans, really.
It is fun. He pours liquor down your throat, Roger. If you go, he'll straddle you and pour you some hardcore.
Oh my God,
Eastern
really?
European.
I was helping them out one day, and they had a birthday party, and they're like, "We can't, you know, where's Bronco?" I'm like, "Oh, he's actually out of town. He's not here." He's like, "Well, who's gonna pour the liquor down our throat?" They're looking at me. I'm like, "I've never done that, but I could try."
Oh, you've never poured liquor down somebody's throat?
I did now, and then the whole table wanted it, so I just pull their head back and pour the liquor in. I didn't do the whole straddling like my dad, but, you know,
he
puts
fun. A show on.
It was
it's
exciting.
A blast, a little Bucharest.
A little splashing.
I'll have to come over with you guys sometime.
Yeah, you have to.
You're invited.
When
get
they
the
let
flaming
me out of the
cheese,
home.
Too.
You know.
Bring your wife. Bring your kid.
All right.
It's going to be a good time.
It's good.
So what else do you guys want to talk about?
I don't know.
Look, someone's calling
Someone
in to talk to
in.
You.
Yes.
What are you going to talk to him about?
I don't know.
Their night, see what's going on.
Yeah, see if they're out. We should talk to Uber drivers. They're up right now.
You love the crowds. When the whole Wrigley, when the whole Cubs run this year.
I was out on
You may have
the
heard
street.
They won the World Series, so there was quite a few crowds in the Wrigleyville area, and you were out there.
I was.
The
I was
fearless
at every
reporter you are, because in addition to traffic, you do news stuff.
You're social just, media, yeah.
Social media, news reporting, things like that.
And videos.
And you were in it all. You love the crowds, or do you sometimes just want to be like, I got to get away from here?
You have to really, like I'm a hermit before I go, and then all of a sudden I feed off of people's energy so much. So there's a couple times where you were covering the games and you were inside the actual stadiums. Mm-hmm. I don't have access to that.
I was inside.
And
celebration room.
Really? You got to bring up the celebration room?
Sorry about that.
Right now? It's kind of late, thinking bad thoughts, but anyway. So there's a couple times I ran into you on the street and you're like, have you been drinking? Seriously? I'm like, no, I feed off of people's energy.
Right.
And so when they're excited, I get excited.
But in some of those post games, I think you could have gotten drunk off the crowd, just people breathing on you because there was a few beers consumed in the area, I would say. Is that safe to say?
And while they were celebrating, you know, near the end and when they won the division or the NLC, you know, those
the
acronyms.
What?
The acronyms, those were the hardest part about covering the Cubs. Because as soon as, you know, there's like a
NLDS, NLCS.
Yeah. Well,
okay, what do those
series
stand for? Yes, this is our first sports quiz. Because we're going to quiz
Which one Viola. First? Which one first? National League Division Series, National Champion. No.
That was close, yeah.
National NLCS.
National League.
Right.
Championship.
Series.
You had the first one so seamlessly, and it was all three of the four are the same in both.
I know, but the just one word changes, so I got used to saying it one way, and then I had to change it.
Okay.
And I'm like, can you guys drag it out to the seven series? So, like, I still need a couple games to know what I'm saying. But really, they don't send me out for the facts. You know, you can't get bogged down with the details. I'm a people person.
Right. Facts are overrated, right?
No one's coming to me for the facts when I was on the street in Wrigley, okay? Coming for the party, coming to see the scene. If you couldn't make it to Wrigley, you wanted to watch it and be a part of it. But, That's
so the crowds, because sometimes it seemed like you were having a blast and sometimes it seemed like you wanted to use your microphone as a weapon and hammer your way out of the crowds and leave immediately.
It got a little exhausting, but every time I felt that way, I just took a step back and said, you know, I'm pretty lucky to be here covering this. I went to the rally with you. We covered that with WGN in the morning.
And I was having anxiety because mass crowds like that give me they make me a little nervous.
Yeah, I was very excited to be there. But
it was fun.
What I was going to bring up is I got to crowd surf, which was on my on my bucket
list. That video
is
at WGNradio.com. If you'd like to see Violetta crowd surfing a large group of Cub fans at the Grant Park celebration, it was quite the experience.
It was amazing.
It's a lot of fun. So apparently Violetta's bored with me, and she just says she wants to talk to people. It's not like anybody's sitting right next to her 3 feet away, Violetta. So she, I don't know, just call in, text. The one thing we're talking about throughout the show here, and we've gotten some phenomenal responses, is ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words. Did something rough happen to you on Thanksgiving? Did a family member say the wrong thing? Did somebody have a couple too many alcoholic beverages? We'd like to know. 312-981-7200. Take a quick time out and get to the newsroom. Get an update on New Orleans from Roger here on 720 WGN. Welcome back. 720 WGN. It's 3:36. We're approaching the morning. I mean, it's officially Sunday, but Violetta and I have decided we're...
It's Saturday until 4.
It's Saturday night till 4, and then it's Sunday morning at 4.
Yeah, and that only really applies with Saturdays, because that's when you stay up late.
That's true. I think with my hours, though, I stay up late, like, every day. I rarely get to bed at a reasonable
time. Well, that's what I was saying. So we're normally on 3 to 7 with the Rokan show. If I ever complain about coming into work at 3 p.m. in the
afternoon. Yeah, we have like the easiest, best hours ever.
Just
I can't
let me.
Complain.
Yeah. I never realized how perfect it is.
Yeah.
You can sleep
we
in.
Get in at 1 and leave at 7.
Yeah.
I tend to disagree with you.
You don't like that?
I love the overnights.
Do you?
Yep.
You're a night owl.
Always have been.
Well, it's sort of like Nick DiGiglio. He doesn't want to budge from the overnights.
Yeah.
I think once you're accustomed to it. What days are you in, Roger? What's your schedule?
I come in Friday nights, and I do traffic from 10 p.m. till midnight. Then I anchor till, after 5:30. I do the 5:30.
Wow.
Then I go home, and I've got a nice Saturday, and I'm back in here about 11:30 to do the 12:30 to 4:30 at the anchor desk Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I come back. And I work 6 to midnight on the anchor desk on Sunday.
It's
a short turnaround on Sunday.
It's an outstanding schedule, Roger. That's rough, but you enjoy it, huh?
I love it. I love it.
You're stronger than I am.
Back before I retired, I taught Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Left the school. I taught at Chicago Vocational, 87th and Jeffrey.
Nice. How old were the kids?
I had sophomores through seniors.
Oh, those are the troublemakers.
No, they're not. No, I had great kids.
That's when I was a troublemaker.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, you're experimenting.
Violetta, a troublemaker?
No.
You can't see it, I know.
Absolutely not.
Sweet Violetta, never.
Roger, I don't know if you knew this, though. Violetta, monster Christmas music fan.
That's what I hear from the talk
Christmas.
Around town.
Okay, real quick, though, before we get to that, Violetta, staying on the Violetta theme right now, because Violetta earlier was apparently bored of me already after about an hour and 15 minutes together, and she said, I just want to talk to people.
And the people have responded.
So the 708, Brian calling in, he's got some questions for us. Brian, you're on 720 WGN. What do you want to talk to Violetta about?
Well, it's both you, Kevin, and Violetta.
Oh, okay. Look at that. He's so
Thanks,
nice.
Thanks, Brian.
You know, I'm just an old Vietnam vet, along with another
Thank
friend of
service.
Mine, a Vietnam vet. Thank you. That's okay. We did it, and we survived. Mm-hmm. We're glad for our freedom. But I just wanted to ask a question, number one.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys do in Cleveland when the Cubs... you know, we're like almost down and out in game 7 and the rain came. What were you guys doing? And number two, my 4 words was, I don't eat gizzards for Thanksgiving.
Your four words for how you almost ruined Thanksgiving. What were they again?
Say that again, Brian. You don't eat gizzards, you said?
I don't eat gizzards.
Avoid those at all costs. Brian, thank you for the call. We'll get to the Cleveland trip here. Violetta, what were you doing towards the end? Aroldis Chapman gives up a three-run homer. You were outside the Progressive Field.
No, actually, we weren't there for game seven. Yeah, we took the trip together for game one and two.
Yes.
Forgot about that, sorry. Yeah, no, actually, but the place to be, really, when the Cubs had the potential of winning the World Series, had to be at the Marquee, at Clark and
Or
Addison,
where I was, inside the park.
Which is where I was.
Or where I was inside the park watching it happen.
But you want to be at
one
home.
One of those two spots.
Yeah, those two spots really were the important spots.
But you enjoyed Cleveland, correct?
I did. Cleveland was fun. I mean, people are really laid back in Cleveland. You know, the police, traffic guards, they let me participate in directing mm-hmm. traffic. They really don't care about anything.
Well,
there.
Let you participate sort of a stretch.
I stole a baton and then I interjected myself in the traffic. Yeah. So that's the way it went down. There's actually a video of that at WGNRadio.com.
Everybody survived it. Don't worry.
And then they stole my baton back. I ran into the guy who left his baton behind, and I took it. But that's not the point of the story. Point of the story is I was at the Marquee, which is actually a good and bad place to be. You know, it's a
massive crowd.
Massive crowd, but also you're not watching the game. So we're, like, delayed. We hear the bars respond to whatever's happening, and we're just staring at the Marquee waiting for it to change. We're like, did they lose? Did they win? Who scored? We have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And since there's so many people there, there was no one's phones were working, the internet was down.
Classic no service on your phone when there's a large crowd around, like at Grant Park, and we couldn't post anything to social media. I was inside Progressive Field, no big deal, but it was amazing. The whole thing was, because you and I were really, we had different roles in covering it, but we were a part of that for like really a whole month. It was sort of a blur for us. Yeah. I think for a lot of fans too, it was the constant long nights. I think a lot of people were out at bars, a lot of people eating. A lot of people I talked to were joking around. They need to go on a diet after the Cubs run because it was just you at a bar, you're eating all that fried food.
Well, then the election
burgers.
Came up, so you threw up kind of.
Oh, that's
in
true.
Your mouth.
It just all sort of came out. This is apparently turning into Talk to Violetta About Anything You Want segment because Violetta solicited for that. 312-981-7200. According to her, she just wanted to talk to people, not like Roger and I were sitting right next to her or anything like that. But
I talk to you guys all the time.
That's true. Let's go to Sue online, too. Sue, what's up?
Hi, good morning. Yes, great to hear from you guys. And yes, Violetta, you asked to talk to the listeners.
Well,
so here
thanks,
I am.
Thanks for calling in. I hear it's a special day for you today.
Yes, I usually normally quiet about this, but it's
well, not a lot of people
today.
Are listening. Don't worry. It's
But about every 7 years, and I have a cousin, we call each other twins. We're 12 years apart. Our birthday about every 7 years is on Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is too much swept under the carpet. And I just wondered if anybody has, you know, any great deals out there, you know, when you can go to restaurants and get a little free dessert or something like that. I just was keeping it light and putting it out there and celebrating my birthday and talking to you.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday, Sue. Actually, let us entertain you.
Thanks.
They do, if you buy a $100 gift card, you get $25.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's a great one. I would do that. Is that what you were asking? Did you want a deal on a restaurant?
Yeah, she's looking for a good time. Sue, I would recommend little Bucharest on Elston. Phenomenal joint.
Yeah,
get yourself a nice meal.
You know, what can your dad do?
Oh, my dad, yeah, he'll hook you up, Sue. He'll give you some free booze, pour it down your throat for you.
Well, let's give Sue something for her birthday.
Yeah, let's do
that. Oh, my goodness.
Sue, how about this? Luminati's gift card, $25 Luminati's gift card. How does that sound? Get yourself a free za. Have a good night.
Very, very sweet. Thank you.
And you can stop by and tell Bronco it's on me.
Violetta sent you, Sue, for your birthday.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it, Sue, and happy birthday. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Sue's the best.
So
she's
cute.
Got herself.
I love
birthdays. Now everyone's
going
to call and just say it's their birthday, and I'm going to end up dishing out Luminati's to everybody.
It's okay. I've always done this since I was younger. I give things away from my parents' restaurant. Like if at school people are like, oh, we're having a party. I'm like, oh, I'll bring food in. Don't worry.
Like things from the register you just give away to people.
The money? No, that just goes in my pocket.
That would go to your pocket, your purse, and then the store. We got derailed here because Violetta solicited a whole new segment, which is, I want to talk to you. I'm Violetta Podramatic. I just want to talk to people. Yeah. So if you just want to talk to Violetta, 312-981-7200. But when we do come back...
Are they not allowed to talk to you?
Well, they can, but I don't think they would. I think many of them would rather talk to you over me.
Mm. Okay. Well, you can also talk to Kevin Powell. He's here. It's the KP and V show.
Actually, you know what? Somebody did send in earlier from the 773. Are you the Kevin who went for a date set up by Ro and Anna? If so, how did that end up? I never heard. Yeah, I did. That was the whole dating game on the Ro Khan show.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
What was so hilarious about it? All the babes coming after me, Violetta?
Yeah, no, I was actually shocked. That was really when I noticed that the text line could really be used for someone's benefit. I mean, people were just flooding.
Of course it could be used for somebody's benefit.
But the text lines were flooding in with young women who wanted to
date you.
It was
actually sort of, yeah, there was like pictures coming in.
Yeah, pictures. It was insane. And then when we boiled down to it, went to the restaurant. We all joined you on your date, which is.
Yeah, wasn't awkward or anything.
Dates are already awkward on so many levels. And then having the whole Ro Khan show there with you, watching you and judging you. I mean,
which actually
to help
in
you.
Some ways kind of helped a little bit because it's sort of because
you can complain about us instead of.
Yeah. Like, you know, when we took a limo from here at Tribune Tower, 435 North Michigan to Little Bucharest, initially it was supposed to be me and the two because this is how it ended up. There was the two semifinalists. One girl won. They all voted on the show. After the show, bless you. The two girls, like, became best friends. They met outside the station here and, like, started talking. Like, haha, that was funny. That was crazy. Kevin's awesome. It's like, yeah, no,
that's
girls.
Kind
what's
of how
up?
It went.
Is that how it went down? Mm-hmm. And the girls became friends and went to a bar and, like, hung out. And then they contacted the Ro Khan show and they said both of them want to go on, like, what would you call that? A triple date? A three-way date?
I mean, you're it's trying to avoid the word.
You
want to
avoid that, right?
Right.
Threesome.
My mom was so confused. Yeah. Bless her little heart. She came up to me during the dinner. She's like, Vicky, what exactly is going on here? Why would he bring both of his girls in on the same day? I'm like, no. I mean, yes and no. She's like, you know, he could have brought one and then another. I'm like, oh, my God, Mom. So learn a little bit about my mom.
Yeah.
Apparently allowed to have a side chick if it's on a separate day.
She knows what's up.
Yeah.
Apparently. So we went there. We all dined together. I introduced them to a little thing known as cabbage rolls. Vera cooked up us a beautiful feast. It was a great time. Had a great time. But no, I didn't end up with either of the girls.
Really?
It didn't work out? They didn't want anything to do with me, Violetta.
Your threesome didn't work out? You guys could have just continued
still on the
three of you.
Yeah. Which I tried. They didn't want any interest. No. I think they became friends with you, and then they were like, I'm done with this Kevin guy. He seems kind
of
like
Yeah, I got invited to a party that one of the girls was hosting the next day.
Yeah. Classic Violetta, making friends left and right. 312-981-7200. Violetta opened up a new segment, basically called an audible. Do you know what an audible is, like in football? We're giving sports trivia questions to audible to Violetta throughout the show
I've
here.
I've never heard that in a sports... No. Is it like a little tidbit? I don't know.
I'll explain to you after the 4 o'clock news, but sticking with your theme of, I just want to talk to people. That's what Violetta said about a half hour ago. Apparently done talking to me and Roger Battish up in the newsroom. Got another phone call, Violetta.
All right, I'm ready for
him. People
want
to talk to you. Go to Edward. Line one. Ed, you're on WGN. What do you got for Violetta?
Yes. Hello, Violetta. This is Edward, and I just came back from Tucson, Arizona. So what's the last place you traveled to?
All right. Thank you, Edward. I'll put you on hold and we'll hear what...
Last place I traveled.
Which I think we just talked about.
Well, Cleveland, yeah, but I'm thinking like a real trip.
Like a real vacation.
Yeah, a real vacation.
What's wrong with Cleveland? You wouldn't vacation in Cleveland?
No. I think I went to... I guess Serbia would be my last place. I went last summer with my mom, and my grandma was already there. She goes there during the summers and then lives with us here in the winter. So... in the middle of nowhere, Serbia. We're by 2 hours east of Belgrade, so right on the border of Serbia and Romania. Just a little village.
A little village?
Yeah,
How many people in the village?
There's a phone book of about 3 pages.
Yeah.
And it's probably...
Did you prank call them?
No. Like that was another segment I wanted to do, a prank call segment.
Yes.
That's fun.
You're right. We can't
Let's see
do that,
who's
though.
Open right now. Like, call all the 24-hour places. Like Jewel and be like, are you guys out of milk?
Jewel 24 hours?
Some of them. The Jewels.
Classic Jewels open 24 hours. 312-981-7200. Text in, call in, whatever you want for Violetta. Also, our other underlying theme that we've had going throughout the entire show, ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words. What was your Thanksgiving like this year? Did you have the crazy uncle at the table? Did he make things awkward? Donald Trump get brought up? Hillary Clinton get brought up? How'd that go for you?
Probably not good.
Probably not good. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. Text it in 312-981-7200, or you can call us. And you can also probably go a little bit longer than four words if you're having trouble coming up with stuff. We're lenient. It's no big deal.
You'll get points off, but we'll let you talk.
We'll get some more of the Violetta segments and some more Thanksgiving and holiday talk coming up right here on 720 WGN. Party jams only. Party jams rolling on. DJ Gelminator back there.
Hit me with the beat.
Violetta's dancing here in the Allstate Showcase studio. 720 WGN. It's 3:52. Me dancing or
everyone
the listener?
Dancing.
Everyone dancing. Okay. Violetta likes to just bring the party with her at all times. And Gelminator's firing it out.
I'm feeling alive, man.
You're feeling good?
Yeah.
You took a nap before the show. I did not.
I did, but Mr. David Plyer, we're filling in for.
Yes.
Said not to nap for more than 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I did not listen to him.
Okay.
I napped for like 3.5 hours.
Uh-oh. I think you're doing okay,
I wanted
though.
To get a whole night's sleep in before I came in. I thought that was a good idea.
That'd be a lot. Then you're screwed up for the next few days.
I don't care.
The Violetta really gets into the holidays, and she's been talking about the Hallmark Channel, which she just recently discovered, apparently. Did you know it existed until this year?
I didn't. I mean, I remember seeing, you know, they play constant Christmas movies, and I think I remember watching some Christmas movies maybe closer to Christmas, mm-hmm. but now this year came upon on DirecTV. It's 312. That's the Hallmark Channel on my TV, and it's really wonderful. They just play Christmas movies all the time.
All the time. 24/7 movies on the Hallmark Channel.
And you know what's funny when you're watching? Because there aren't a lot of Christmas actors, and there's so many movies that they have to make, you know, to fill up all this time. So they're not all good, you know, lower quality, maybe production-wise and even acting-wise. But it's funny because the actors all, it's like the same three actors. There's like three main actors that are in a lot of them.
Right, it's like the sad girl who's looking for love or lost love, like the same nice, cuddly grandmother and grandfather.
Yeah, and they all each have their own twist, you know, mm-hmm. own story that brings them to Christmas.
Right, real thought-provoking, intense scripts that they put together for the Hallmark Channel Christmas movies.
I think they're all based on true stories.
What do you think makes the Hallmark Channel? Because you talked about this, so I'm like, all right, before the show, I'm going to go home and I'm going to tune in to some of this Hallmark stuff. And I did get a little hooked to one of the movies.
Because it's,
I think once you get past the horrible acting, the horrible writing, the horrible cinematography, all of those things, it's fairly enjoyable.
You like to see the Christmas scenes.
It's like the over-the-top, everything you could think of Christmassy, it works. You know, it's like you get your Christmas fix. I think it's a good time of the year for it as well. And in all this holiday cheer that Violetta likes to bring with her, I found out that she loves the Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm. I love them. I love all things Christmas. And just like the movies, I feel like the songs bring you to the Christmas spirit, even if you don't particularly have it. You know, like maybe you don't have the big Christmas tree and maybe it's not snowing every time you want to kiss someone under mistletoe. But when you see it on TV or mm-hmm. hear it in a song, it takes you there, even if you've never been there.
I don't know what it I don't really know when this started, if it's always been like this. But I feel like more now than ever, people are so divisive on Christmas music. Like, some people are like, I hate it. I can't stand it. And I'm always like, should I get on that train? They hate Christmas. I'm like, nah, it's pretty awesome. I don't know if that's just like a thing and it's like an easy thing for people to complain about. Well, but I'm like, what's so bad about it? And don't listen to it. Just listen to WGN instead.
Yeah, exactly. 720. My best friend, who I grew up with since preschool, is the Grinch Who Stole mm-hmm. Christmas. And she won't even watch that movie with me.
Great movie.
She hates Christmas music. Won't ever let me play it. Never did. But it's funny because it's fun to irritate her with it. So I just sing Christmas music all the time and dance.
What does she hate about it? She just doesn't like to see the joy on people's face?
I don't know. You know what I kind of decided? She has like such a big family and like they always had like all these great massive parties. Like, so I feel like she gets her Christmas fix in a different way. Like she has that. Whereas I have to listen to the music because I have like a small family. We don't really do that stuff. Like we have a Christmas tree, but like, you know, it's not like the big hoopla.
It's not like the cheesy Hallmark movies.
Yeah, and her life's already like this, so she doesn't need it. I need it. I need a fix.
But I have the large family and do all the Christmas things that are not like over the top, but the house was decorated and Christmas trees and family parties. And I always seem to enjoy the entire season of it.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to make some observations, okay? Yeah, I don't know if they're right. They're just my observations.
Well, anyways, Violetta put together a Christmas music playlist.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what you have on this. Don't reveal it yet. We're going to get to it after the news, but we got a couple minutes here. Can you sort of give us are you more of the sentimental? Are you more of like rock stars making them, like Bruce Springsteen or even John Lennon?
So I like the classics, and I like the sadder, older ones, like, you know, real traditional. I'll take like a Silver Bells with no words in it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put those on this list. This list is what I thought.
Because you were thinking Saturday Night Party Time.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a lot of Podromatic style, and you didn't want to put anybody to sleep.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to put Silent Night on the list, even though I can listen to that on repeat.
You could listen to Silent Night on repeat?
It's just so enjoyable driving in the car late at night and listening to sad Christmas music.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to your playlist.
But the playlist is upbeat and fun and really will, I think, everyone will agree that it puts you in the holiday spirit.
All right. And speaking of the holidays, we've been talking about it all night. Violetta Podromatic. I'm Kevin Powell, Roger Badish in the newsroom, Joey Gelman, the Gelmanator. Back there in the producer booth, just firing off jams. He's going to put together the playlist. We're going to get to it after the news. But still want to hear from you guys. 312-981-7200. Talking about holiday horror stories. How was your Thanksgiving? Did Aunt Susie burn the turkey? Did somebody throw a frozen turkey into a fryer inside the house with too much oil?
Did some kid go through your purse and steal $200?
People are texting in about my date. Yeah, Alan texted in earlier, gave us a story about a 19-year-old. He was our first caller, actually. We should have gave Alan a prize. Now, best story for the next hour. Until 5 o'clock,
listening,
we'll get a $25 Luminati's gift card. 312-981-7200. Do you have a holiday horror story? Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. Ruin a holiday in four words. Is it a crazy uncle? Bad cooking?
Did someone get hurt playing football?
Possible alcoholic cousin?
I'm fine. I'll have another.
Somebody bring up Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Keep it out of it. Want to hear from you, though. 312-981-7200. I'm still munching on leftovers.
Yeah, no, I got rid of the Thanksgiving food as soon as possible.
What do you mean you got rid of it?
I mean, I told my mom to get rid of it.
You just threw it out?
I don't know. She ate it. My dad ate it. I don't know what they did with it. But I just don't like turkey.
Love turkey. Big turkey fan.
My mom killed it on the stuffing this year, though.
Well done, Vera. Podromatic. Oh, boy.
Christmas time means Christmas music.
So I know some people hate Christmas music. Some people love it.
Only the worst people hate it. I, myself, am a huge fan.
You are?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard.
Can you believe it?
She listens to the Hallmark Channel or the Christmas music all the time.
Well.
Also, somebody texting in, by the way, because Violetta has a love for Hallmark channels.
Yeah.
630 says, my cable company has two Hallmark channels. Love those movies.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
Would
you ever leave your house if you had two Hallmark channels?
No, I almost found it difficult to nap before the show today because there was a pretty good one on. I just watched a little clip, but you can't just watch a little clip. You get addicted, and then you can kind of guess what's going to happen next.
Right.
So you have to see if you're right. Got to wait to the end and see if you're right.
So I figured I'd budge a little bit. I said, all right, Thanksgiving's over. I know a lot of people complain when they hear the Christmas music before Thanksgiving's even over. So Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah, so
I said,
now
okay.
Finally we
I said,
can enjoy
fine.
It.
Violetta put together, DJ Violetta over here, put together her top five Christmas song playlist.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to make this playlist?
It was really hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It was difficult because I enjoy so many different themes and songs, and putting it just five really limited to me. And then I'm like, people are going to judge me on the five that I pick, so I want them to.
So you put a
like,
lot of thought in this. I thought when I said, hey, maybe just put together a playlist that would take you like, I don't know, 60 seconds to do, but this
no,
was like.
No, it took me like 4 days.
Yeah. Sorry about
and
that.
And I still wanted to change the fifth one. I was like, dang it, I don't know which one I should put.
All right, we're not going to play all the entirety of the song, but we want to give people an
just
idea of what Violetta's jamming out to in her car when she's not listening to WGN, of course.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
She has a top five list here. I'm going to let you just take this away. You can introduce the song, play a snippet of it, and then I want you to sort of explain why you love that Christmas song.
Okay, so first we're starting off with, just play the clip for
how
the first
how many notes
one.
Do you have there? Oh my God.
Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas.
Okay, classic.
I actually don't even know who this one's by, maybe.
What? It's on the sheet here.
Oh, I don't have the sheet. Can you see that?
Oh my God.
Okay, so this is by John Lennon. And, I mean, you can't really get past that first, the intro when they whisper to each other, Merry Christmas, Connor.
That was creepy to me.
No,
that came out
wonderful.
Of nowhere.
I love a good whisper.
So how much of this do we have to listen to?
I mean, just feel it, Kevin. Mm-hmm. The old and the young. That's what Christmas is all about. Brings everyone together. It's peaceful.
Strong.
Yeah, it's a classic and it's peaceful. And also, the way they say this is going to be a good one, it's like this Christmas. I think everyone kind of builds it up. Every year it's something different, but it's the same. And you're always, every year, you're like, wow, I can't believe it's Christmas time already.
What's your next song?
Okay, next up on the list, we have Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. This is the 1984 version.
Christmas time.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
I forgot about this one.
This is like a snap along swing, kind of gets that choir feeling.
Violetta's dancing in the Allstate Showcase studio per usual. Normally I can see her in our screens we have in all of our studios. I look into the traffic department and Violetta's dancing every time there's a song she likes on the Rokan show.
I like
so
them all.
So see, that hasn't changed even when you're hosting.
Chair dancing.
Yeah. Sort of a half dance.
Yeah.
She's not up on the table or anything like that. At least not now.
No, not now. Well,
that's
so
number two.
That's number two. Why I like this song is because it kind of feels like it's bringing everyone together. And Christmas isn't about presents to me. Mm-hmm. Christmas is about volunteering, about getting out
there.
And just
like Thanksgiving, consuming as many calories as possible.
Another good quality. Yeah, chocolate, hot chocolate. It's a classic.
Now, there's a lot of seafood in the Christmas department. So that's what
really?
I really look forward to. That and a lot of the beef.
Oh.
Got to go prime rib. Got to get some shrimp in there, maybe some crab legs.
Yeah. Well, this song has none of that, but what it does have is telling people to kind of hug the world during Christmas and do what you can if you have a little extra. So that's why I like that one.
Cool.
Number three on the list now is This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. It's like so jazzy and fun, and you really just...
Which one is this called?
This is...
Fire Away, Gelminator.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to...
It's a little funky.
I'm not feeling this one.
This Christmas and...
Oh, it's not bad.
It's kind of old school, actually.
Yeah, it's a little old school.
Donny Hathaway from quite a ways back.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's... I don't know where he is now.
You pulled out a couple here that I didn't anticipate seeing.
Really?
Yeah.
Try to change it up a
Mix
little bit.
It up?
Yeah. That was the best part.
Sorry, we have to move on.
Okay, moving on.
What are we at now, number two?
No,
again, this is Violetta Podramatic's top five Christmas song playlist.
Yeah, so next up, this is a classic, Baby It's Cold Outside. This is the newer version.
Yeah, the newer version's not that good. The older one's way better.
Yeah, this is with Michael Bublé and...
Michael Bublé?
Bublé.
The Bubles.
How do you say your name? Menzel. How did
Idina Menzel.
Adele.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I'm hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
so
mine.
So mother will start to worry.
What's your
if you really listen to those lyrics... It's a real creepy song.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
But I just feel like what's better on Christmas and when it's cold outside, which is another factor of Christmas time, the weather. I love the snow, but it's cold. And what's better than staying at home, cuddling, getting a fire going, having a couple drinks with a friend or something more.
A significant other.
There's nothing better. Nothing you want to do on Christmas time other than stay inside. And I'm kind of like a hermit at heart. So I enjoy being like, oh, it's kind of cold out. I can't go out.
It's a good excuse for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is just, I mean, it's wonderful. I get how someone could think it's creepy and a little aggressive, but.
650 says, Michael Boobles, I just threw up a little bit in my ears. Not a big fan.
Of the booble?
650 is not feeling it. Let's go to number one.
Number one.
Violetta Podromatic's number one Christmas song. This is like your Christmas song primer as we enter hardcore Christmas season.
Just play the clip.
I don't know how you can hear this and not think of Home Alone.
I know. This is Brenda Lee, classic. Anyone else who does this just doesn't, it's not up to par. And yeah, like you said, it reminds me of Home Alone. This is like the ultimate Christmas party song in the background. If you remember the clip from Home Alone, he's making them dance when the robbers are looking in the house. He's got like cardboard people dancing.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, is that
the Michael Jordan cutout, and he's got it on top of the little train.
Really?
The train toy set. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Have you ever heard of Michael Jordan? He's a pretty good basketball player, Violetta.
Yeah.
Played for the Bulls. No big
Number
deal.
Number 23.
There you go.
I had a jersey. But yeah, so those are my top five Christmas songs. I think they're like super fun and nostalgic and takes people to that time and place.
It's Violetta Podromatic's top five Christmas song playlist. I hope you enjoyed it. There's some jams on there.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised, a little caught off guard by a couple of them, but I thought overall quality playlist from you, Violetta.
I tried to keep it upbeat. You know, I like those songs that can make you cry, too, but yeah. I kept those off the list.
A good mix of everything. There's your Christmas music primer from Violetta Podromatic.
The Drummer Boy's also good, Silent Night. I mean, all of them are really great.
More holiday talk coming up. Dave Schwann will stop by after the 4:30 news for This Week in History. That's a David Plyer, Plyer staple here on the Sunday Morning Show. We're looking forward to talking to Dave right here on 720 WGN.
Oh, this is a good one, too.
Mumbo number five.
Yeah.
Jump up and dance. Party jams from the Galminator, from the producer booth. Just fired him away. I guess he's done with the Christmas music already. One segment. And you tired him out, Violetta?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of holiday to fit in one segment.
Speaking of the holidays, we've had some pretty dynamite weather over the past few weeks. It hasn't really felt that holiday-ish
well,
yet.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It depends what you mean on dynamite.
Amazing.
To me, when I see Christmas lights, I want to see a little flurry.
Dynamite holiday weather is if it's still not freezing cold and nasty and snowy and all that.
Yeah, but would you rather take it being warmer with snow or... Warmer with snow or freezing cold weather? Like, if I'm going to be cold, then I'd rather see some snow so that I can enjoy the coldness somehow.
I see where you're coming from there, but I like the snow for like a few days and then I'm over it.
Yeah,
done.
Then it's like black slush.
Black, it's nasty.
I hear ya. You ever do the sledding?
Big fan of sledding.
I think I'm going to take my grandma sledding this year.
Yeah?
I don't think she's ever been.
No.
80 years on this planet, never been sledding. That's a shame. You got any good hills? Anything?
I got a big hill by my house. We used to play blind man bluff. You had to put winter hat over your face so you couldn't see anything, and you'd have to walk from one end to the other on the bottom of the hill, and the rest of us waited at the top of the hill, and we'd fly down on our little sleds and try to take the person out.
Wow.
Lost a few of my friends that way.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No major injuries, just probably a few concussions.
Minor
couple
things
bloody
like that.
Noses.
Wow, that's intense. Yeah, my sister and I went sledding one year, like when we were older. You know, it was like the biggest disaster ever. So we show up at this hill and we don't even have a sled. Like little kids have their sleds and we brought a garbage bag. We thought that would work. It didn't. You don't get any speed. So we tried borrowing like these kids' sleds and they wouldn't let us. I'm like, just for one run, I'll give it back to you. And the mom's like, can you not talk to my kids? I was like, no, I just, one run, like, shouldn't you be teaching your kid how to share?
Wait a minute. You're telling me that trying to use a garbage bag at the sled hill didn't work?
I thought it would. Like, don't you think you've seen that in movies? But it's hard to even get on top of the garbage bag.
How old were you and your sister when you went to the slut?
This was like 2 years ago.
Stop it, please.
Okay, 4 years ago. Does that seem more realistic? Yeah.
You showed up. I thought you were talking about like as a 7 year old or something.
No, no, no. We were older. I think it was like before we went out one night. Who knows even?
And you brought garbage bags?
Yeah, we don't have a sled. I bought a sled though last year.
You can buy a cheap little plastic one for like $5 at Walmart.
It was
and on Black Friday they're
have
like
$3. Have you ever heard of Spontaneous Actions? That was one of them. We passed the hill and we saw and we said, let's pull over and go sledding. I had some garbage bags in my trunk and so we tried.
Was there alcoholic beverages involved in this, Violetta?
Maybe a couple.
A couple?
Yeah, and then we went out after.
Guys, great idea. Let's go sledding. I got a couple garbage bags in my trunk with old shoes and clothes. We'll just empty it out into my trunk of my car and we'll go sledding.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Big sledding fan, Violetta.
But running back up the hill, like I'm only going to go down the hill twice because I'm only going to run up the hill twice.
Sledding's exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, walking up and down the hill, it's never easy to get up. It's like, can they build a proper staircase here? It's just like logs sort of like burrowed into the side of the hill and you're slipping.
Wow,
that would be fun too. We would take the sleds down the staircase.
Whoa.
And then like when you got to the top of the sled hill, there was like a bigger fence towards the back because the back end of the hill was not sled ready, at least for most people, because there was little trees and shrubs still out there. So naturally we would hop the fence and go down that way. That was pretty dangerous though. I lost a couple friends that way.
Yeah, like they just wouldn't talk to you anymore.
No, we lost them permanently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
haven't seen them since. It was a good run, though. Big sledding guy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get my grandma an actual sled. She can't do the garbage bag situation.
Texter's chiming in. 312-981-7200. You can chime in on anything you'd really like. Some people were calling in earlier just because Violetta wanted to talk to people. She was bored with me after about an hour or so. And
that's not true.
People called in. People are calling in right now. We got a 773 phone caller calling in to chat to Violetta Podramatic.
Oh, no. I think I noticed this phone. No, go ahead.
You noticed this one?
No.
Uh-oh.
Who is this?
Well, I don't know. We'll find out. But a lot of people are a big fan of yours, Violetta.
Are they?
Well, big fan of both. They said you two should guest host more.
Yeah,
we're getting
this
nice
has been
compliments.
Fun. This is our first time.
I don't know if that's because, you know, they know we're millennials and
they
know how they treat
us
on the Rokan show. I do sports for Ro. Violetta does traffic. So if you recognize our voices, that's where you've heard us. Someone said, love you guys together. In case I can't stay awake, will this be a full show podcast? It will. Mm-hmm. WGNradio.com. And we'll put the links on our social media. Which we're horrible millennials. I mean, we should have been plugging our Twitters at least every, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. Your Twitter account, Violetta?
It's so, at Violetta Pod.
How do you spell Violetta?
One T, V-I-O-L-E-T-A. Pod, pretty self-explanatory.
I thought it's Pod Drew.
No, that's my email. Don't be giving out my email.
I just gave out your email. Oops.
Whoops. No, I guess you can email me too, but. Just really follow me on Twitter.
Follow her on Twitter.
You can see all of our videos we post. You can see anything that we're up to. There was a lot of stuff when we were in Cleveland that was great for listeners to.
And I'm at KPowell720. We got time for one quick caller. Linda's got a question for Violetta. Linda, you're on WGN. What do you got for us?
Hi, Violetta. I worked with many European people, and at Christmas time, the Serbian and Croatian girls used to get the wheat because we worked at a cereal factory. And it was tradition to grow this wheat. And then at Christmas time, they tied a bow around the bowl or whatever it was they grew it in. And if it was tall, and that meant a good year for the next year of plenty. And if it didn't grow that good, they were all worried. And they'd say, next year's going to be bad. Does your family do that?
Thank you for the question, Linda. Violetta?
Yeah, no, we don't grow wheat, but at church sometimes, like, there's a wheat dish that they give out, but we grow other stuff, but not wheat.
The Ask Violetta Anything segment continues here on 720 WGN. We'll get to more of that after the news, which is up next. Oh, I thought we had a break, Joey.
No break. We can talk.
Classic miscommunication. I've been in Joey's chair before, and I've had a host do what I just did, and I'm sitting back there in the producer booth like, what an idiot.
You better not blame me
for
this.
And I told you to keep it short, and you didn't have to. So can you want to keep elaborating on your wheat stuff?
Sure. I think there's like a wheat wreath that they make from church like on Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
So they put that in our house. My mom would like put it in my trunk, like hide it in my car, because I'm like, I don't need all this religious stuff following me around in my car. And she's like, it's good
Why?
Luck.
It's good luck. Luck.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, I don't have like, I don't need it. I don't need good luck on the roads. I'm a traffic reporter.
Someone said for the 773, can you guys please tell us about Ro's house in details? We went to Ro's house. Violetta was sent to Ro's house to give out candy on Halloween night because Ro forgot it was Halloween. Didn't put any candy out. So Violetta went there, and how was it, Violetta?
Well,
I know we all went there for dinner. It was very nice.
He doesn't have any candy, so I had to improvise. Right. You know, I went through his refrigerator.
It's not the most kid-friendly.
No. I did find some chocolate syrup, some carrots. I gave out some baby oranges, those little clementines, and
the cuties.
Yeah, the cuties.
Those are good.
They're delicious.
Very juicy.
Probably the best part,
high in vitamin C,
was snooping through his house.
Yes.
And then you know,
any dead bodies?
No, I know. There is a big freezer though downstairs.
Uh oh.
Huge.
Ro's got a cool house.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Good,
I mean,
there. Also, a 312 texting in. Did I just hear the listener ask Violetta if she grows weed? No, no, we should clarify wheat. W-H-E-A-T.
Like so, the gluten.
A listener, one of our phenomenal listeners, right, asked Serbian traditions. So not weed, not the marijuanas, just wheat. It is time for the news with Roger Badass. She has updates from New Orleans. There was some breaking news there a couple hours ago, so Roger will fill you in with that. After that, we'll get the This Week in History with David Schwann. But right now, we'll head up to the newsroom here on WGN. Here's Roger Badish.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about
4:36 here on WGN.
This is a great segment for us.
Get this is going to be interesting.
Education in.
That's Violetta Podramatic. I'm Kevin Powell. In for Dave Plyer. Thank you to Dave Plyer for letting us sit in for him. Really excited about this because my Sunday mornings used to be spent with the great Dean Richards, but of course also the great Dave Schwann, who's continuing to get set up in the newsroom. I think I
just turned off a computer screen. Ah, there we go.
Classic. Dave Schwann. I was just reminiscing about the days
I
of...
I heard.
It was Dean. It was pretty much Dean, you, and me here
we
at the stations on Sunday
fun,
mornings.
Man.
We really did.
We had
and
a
I know
lot
you guys
fun.
Still do.
We do. Good morning to you both.
Good morning,
good morning.
To you, Dave Schwann.
Millennials want to deal with the old man here. Huh?
We need a little education.
So I'm going to try not to completely butcher this segment because I know it's
no,
a Dave Plyer staple, and you're involved with this, Dave, and we'll get your thoughts on some of these momentous days and years.
I wasn't
years.
There for a lot of them.
I know you weren't. Some of these date back to 1776 here.
No, not
you weren't
quite.
There?
No, no.
So this is our, or I shouldn't say our, this is Dave Plyer's This Week in History segment, which I hear is quite the hit, and we're looking forward to getting to it. But it all starts, and I hope I'm doing this right here, but we're going to run through a few things that happened this week in history, beginning in 1776. The first U.S. fraternity, Pi Beta Kappa, at William & Mary College formed. Did you know that, Dave Schwann?
I did not. I was not a frat boy.
Neither was I.
Can you believe that I was in a sorority?
Yeah, I can believe
you. You're like extremely sorority.
I can believe that, yes.
Do you guys think they were doing beer bongs and keg stands at the fraternity in 1776?
Probably not to that point, but there was some drink that was consumed. We'll put it that way.
Well, good for them.
Were they doing beer back then? Was that?
They've been making beer for 1,000 years, literally.
It's always been the choice of beverage of choice.
Nothing new, or maybe a good bourbon or something like that. A rye whiskey.
All right. I'm sure they still had fun. Fraternities know how to have fun.
Yes, they do.
And I don't think women went to college back then, so that's why it was a fraternity.
That's right. Well, that's why there were so many what they used to call all men's schools. You know, the notion of a co-ed school is not that old when you think about it. You know, you're right, Violetta. You know, a lot of women did not go to college. The woman's place was in the home, as they used to say.
Craziness.
Classic.
Now I'm showing my age here using phrases like that.
1818, Illinois becomes the 21st state.
Wow.
That I knew. That
you
I knew.
You did know that.
Yes, that I knew. And I'll tell a quick story here. I've talked to a Dave about this as well in the past. If you go way, 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 way down south
to the southern border of Illinois, right almost before you get into Kentucky, you will find a little town called Old Shawneetown.
Okay.
The first state bank in Illinois was there. The building still stands. It's
wow.
They've tried to renovate it and everything else, just kind of a historic site, you know, but nothing has come of it. But that bank goes back a very, very long way, probably to the early or mid-1830s.
How do you know this?
I've been in the area. I've been down there. I used
a bank there?
Yeah, I used to. I opened up my first checking account there, yes.
Do you think back then they said Illinois? They left the S on?
No, they probably said something like Illinois because it's a French word.
Really?
Yeah.
We're so Illinois. Fancy.
It's a French word.
That stands for what?
I mean, it was something about the superiority of men over something or other. Yeah, it's a French word. We have to look that up.
Cool. I didn't know that.
But, we are pretty anyway, superior here.
The bank story is that early on when Chicago, in the early days, maybe even before it was incorporated as a city, a group of investors went down to that bank and wanted to borrow money. And they were turned down because they said nothing could ever come of a municipality that far north.
Oh, wow.
We did okay. It's a pretty sweet town.
I think so, yeah.
Do you know this, Dave Schwann? 1878, first White House telephone installed. Solid sound effect right there.
Someone's calling Donald Trump.
No, he would be tweeting them.
Yeah, he's not going to answer, hopefully.
He would be tweeting them. I think it was Rutherford B. Hayes was president at the time.
Huh.
1878.
Not even sure I knew he was president before.
Yeah.
1903, The Great Train Robbery, the first Western film released.
Now, have you guys seen that movie?
I cannot.
I didn't even know
they
had moving pictures. And, you know, that seems...
It is at once hilarious, and when you think about what all that was going on, you know, the technology that they had in 1903, there are a couple of action shots in there where the guys are chasing each other on the train.
CGI?
Pretty neat. Pretty neat. Yeah. When you think that it's over 100 and some years ago now.
They did 3D?
No.
IMAX?
No 3D. And it's in black and white, I hate to tell you.
Oh man.
Oh, boy. 1913, first drive-up gasoline station. Interesting.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, okay.
1950, Paul Harvey, legend, begins his national radio broadcast. Of course, he spent many of those years right here on WGN.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout.
Legendary. You've heard that once or twice, correct, Dave Schwann?
Oh, yeah. And they used it in a commercial during a Super Bowl game a couple
years
ago.
Yes, I remember that. What can you tell us about Paul Harvey that I feel like I know a little bit about him, of course, working here at WGN, but what do you know about him? Maybe something Violetta and I wouldn't know.
He worked, I believe, for ABC Radio early on, and that's why, you know, ultimately he was syndicated by ABC. I grew up actually listening to Paul Harvey on WLS.
Okay.
WLS carried him, and it was an ABC station. Roger's coaching me here with this because we're all of the same generation here. But I have I do have vivid memories of riding the bus to school, and it was I think the seven between 7:55 and 8 a.m. is when they would carry him. We're half asleep on the bus.
And that farmer he was talking about in that clip, was that Orion Samuelson?
I don't know if it was Orion or not, but it was a farmer. It was, you know, speaking about the farmers and the great people that they, you know, that they are and what they do for us.
Very cool stuff. I love hearing the old clippings from whether it was here at WGN or any of the old radio stuff.
But the amazing thing about Paul Harvey is his delivery, how he could hold your attention. I used to love to listen to the segment he did called The Rest of the Story, just to see who he was talking about.
Very cool.
Really, really amazing.
Well, just from listening to that, strong voice, obviously, gripping. You're not going to turn that off when he's talking.
He really knew how to deliver a story.
All right, we're doing again this week in history. Moving on, 1951, Dragnet premieres.
Just the facts, man.
See, of course, I don't know much about it. My crime shows all started sort of the Law and Order type things.
I liked Cops. Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Yeah, that was always fun, too. But this is, of course, the intro.
Was on both versions. In the early days, Roger is nodding his head again. And in the early 50s. And then it came back in the mid to late 60s.
Okay.
And that's when he was, every so often, Officer Joe Friday would get off on his talks about don't do drugs.
Right.
Yeah, they're not cool.
Hugs, not drugs, kids.
Right.
1954, the first Burger King is opened in Miami, Florida. I didn't know it started in Miami, Florida.
Yes, it did.
Wow. We got a little clip here, Joey Gelman, of one of their early commercials for Burger King.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Oh, well, in that case, could I have the other Whopper with extra ketchup?
Sure. We can serve your broiled beef Whopper fresh with everything on top.
Violetta's even dancing to this.
It's catchy.
Proper, have it your way.
Yeah.
Now that's the way to do things. Our way.
Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King. Burger King.
And they still have the same motto.
That was a
have it your way.
That was about mid 1970s there. When they first started nationally, they would advertise, and there was a little king with a robe and crown and a wand dancing around making the burgers.
Man, I miss Burger King. You know, I gave up fast food. That was my New Year's resolution, Dave. I hadn't budged all year.
Oh, good for you.
I don't like Burger
That's
King.
Why you've lost the weight, man.
Yeah, it helped. No question yeah. about it. But I do really miss Taco Bell. The five-layer burrito, I miss you. And I miss McDonald's breakfast the most, too.
I could never give up McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Were you ever a Wendy's guy?
I ate it all, Dave. You remember. You remember my old eating habits here around the station. If there was food, I was eating it. Fast food and me were, like, best friends.
I'm getting a little emotional thinking about it. I miss it. I miss you, McDonald's.
All right, sorry to bring that up. I'm getting a little deep there with my fast food thoughts. Moving on to this week in history... Our Lady of Angels School here in Chicago, that horrific fire killing 92 students and 3 nuns.
I was 2, and I don't remember it, but the fact that was, I read a fascinating book on it called To Sleep with the Angels. If you can find that book, you need a strong stomach, actually. It is not for the faint of heart to realize what happened, and apparently that no one was ever tried or convicted on that fire. Evidently, it was a person in a school who was a person that was fascinated with fire and set fire to some papers in a wastebasket and did it in a hallway where it was a perfect setup for a draft where the fire took off. And one of the things is that the walls... were not concrete block or steel. They were wood.
Wow.
And that's what happened. Mm. This is also one reason why you see most, if not all, school buildings built since then. Concrete block, steel, right. Fire-resistant materials.
Mm-hmm. I believe we have a clip from old news reports from here on WGN. Is that correct?
Tragedy struck a Catholic parochial school just 18 minutes before classes were to be dismissed for the day.
In 1958... 92 children and 3 teaching nuns died in a fire at Our Lady of the Angels School in Chicago. It was a fire that shocked the world. It led to a nationwide reform of fire safety in schools. But only in the light of the work of human behavior experts can that afternoon's events be fully understood. There was no way out for Matt and his 50 classmates.
Well, yeah, as you heard some in there and then...
So what's interesting horrible. About this, Leonard Baldy was the...
Leonard Baldy?
What's his name? Yeah.
Leonard Baldy.
Be nice down there now.
He was the city's first helicopter traffic reporter, and he was right here on WGN. And a lot of the reports actually came from him. He helped a lot of the people, if I remember this correctly from what I read, he helped a lot of the ambulances and police get to the students and get to the school. And since he was the only one in the air, He had a good...
GN was one of the first to have traffic reporters. Interesting. Horrible, obviously, story, but interesting to hear some of those old news clippings as well.
You know what's amazing to think is that in 2 years, that's going to be 60 years since that fire. Yeah. I interviewed a woman who was a student there for the 50th anniversary, and she lost a cousin or a relative in that fire. So, you know, this touched everyone. And just to add very quickly, it was an international story. I was doing some research on it, went to the library, and even at the height of the Cold War, the Soviet Union was reporting it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you talked about the
Soviet newspapers.
The impact it had moving forward architecturally, of course. I mean, that's why all the schools are,
well, that's
I'm sure.
Right. That's why there's, you know, they're block and steel
right.
and concrete.
And they look strong and resistant and things like that. So that's the, part of this week here in history. But moving on to our number six on the list from 1963. What do we have here? It's The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, released by Andy Williams. Is that correct, Joey? There it is.
That's Dave's favorite Christmas album.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Andy Williams Christmas album.
He played this throughout the show on Thursday. No, I'm kidding. Oh. He played it Thursday and Friday. He loves this album.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat the Christmas music.
It's the number one.
I heard you singing along down there, Violetta, earlier. Why not, you know?
Billboard magazine ranks It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, the number five best holiday song of all time. It's got to be. How is it not number one? I'd like to see that list.
Did Billboard you not see magazine. My list?
Yes, I did, but that's not the official one I was looking for. also on this list, this week in history, 1971, Cubs release Ernie Banks as a player and sign him as a coach. I'm not going to lie, Dave. I didn't know that they ever signed him as a coach.
Yeah.
Was it a short stint?
For a while. Pretty short. He also did sports for GNTV.
Is that right?
Yes.
I was extremely lucky. Ernie Banks was here at this fine radio station probably my first year I was here. It was 4 or 5 years ago.
I never had a chance to meet him, and he's my hero.
I saw him at a bar once.
It was unbelievable. He came into the station. He's waiting to do an interview. I can't remember who it was at the time. Whoever was doing the interview with Mr. Banks was running late that day, and I was sort of producing at the time, and I saw him and brought him into one of the studios, and he couldn't have been nicer. He asked me to grab him a Sun Times and a Tribune. I brought him the papers. I said, "Do you want any coffee or anything?" He said, "I'll take a cup of coffee." I came back. He was reading all the sports sections, and he came back and he asked me to sit down with him, and me and him talk sports for like 10-15 minutes while he read the paper, drank coffee, and we just kind of shot the breeze and waited for the interview. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yep.
So lucky to have had a chance to have met him.
He was. I'm so glad I was able to watch him at least on TV as a player, because those were just great, great times, great memories. And of course, you know, you both know that, you know, now that the Cubs have won the World Series, there's so much talk about the fact that Ernie wasn't here to see it. Ron Santo wasn't here to see it. Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey. But
I'm sure they were watching.
They were with us in spirit. You can bet on that.
They really were. Moving on this week in history, 1982, Michael Jackson releases Thriller, absolute jam.
I bought that.
Did you?
Believe it or not.
It was Dave. Was Dave Schwann, newsman, a Michael Jackson fan, or is he still a Michael Jackson fan?
That album I liked, and I liked the one that came out before it, Off the Wall. And full disclosure here, I even bought a couple of Jackson 5 records when I was a teenager.
Can you moonwalk?
No, I can't do that. I can do the curly shuffle, but I can't moonwalk.
Violetta, I'm sure you've
I've practiced the moonwalk.
Danced to some Michael Jackson in your day?
Yeah.
Considering you were dancing to a Burger King commercial song from 1975.
It was catchy.
Doesn't take
was
much to get Violetta moving.
Was she dancing all around the studio? Or
no,
just
it's the chair
the
dancing.
Chair dance.
Yeah, just kind of a shimmy and move her hands around.
It's more in the facial
shaking
expressions.
Her shoulders. Yeah, it was sort of dramatic, like you were in some sort of like highbrow dancing club or something. It was wonderful. 1987, this week in history, Mayor Harold Washington found dead in his office.
My sad responsibility to let you know that Mayor Washington was pronounced dead this afternoon at 1:36. He suddenly... In general chit-chat about this morning's press, he slumped to one side.
Dave, I know you probably have a lot on this, correct? What can you tell us about Mayor Washington?
As a matter of fact, I can, and there is someone here that can tell you even more about it, and that is Roger, who is working. You have a microphone handy there, Roger?
Okay. He's on. We can hear
just
him.
Just tell him to yell really loud. It'll pick it up eventually.
I've got all of them.
He can go up
here.
To sports back there if he'd like.
No, I can remember that coming out of the blue. And there were some reporter friends of mine that were working at City Hall at the time that were saying, their sources are telling us that Mayor Washington has passed away. And I'm crossing my fingers because they were friends of mine. And I'm going, please be right. Yeah. what I mean by that was, you know, if they were wrong, well, you know, that was...
That would have been, yeah.
Very, very rough for them, but as it turns out, it will. But anyway, Roger was working at and around City Hall at that time. Roger,
well,
tell us about it.
I had already left working for Harold Washington. I worked for him for about 2.5 years. And so I was already gone from there and working in public relations with another company at the time of his death. But the person who was just making those announcements, Alton Miller, was his press secretary, who I worked for his several months before I left. So knew Harold Washington, and I've got pictures on my Facebook page, been to his apartment, and yeah, great guy.
So what was it like in the city, though, when this news hit?
She asked what it was like in the city. Well, it was a state of shock. It was a day or two before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And what I meant was for the reporters when I said that I hope that they had the information correct was, you know.
You can't mess that
you
up.
You don't. Right. That story is, you know, the importance of that, the significance of that. You know, you want your information correct. You want your facts correct. But, Roger, I'm correct, though, in saying that it was a gloomy atmosphere.
Oh, extremely.
And the visitation, there was a public visitation for the mayor. His body lay in state in City Hall, in the main hallway.
Wow.
When you go into City Hall, that's where the visitation took place.
That's
almost day and night, actually.
Yeah. Lines around the building.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, Dave and Roger. I know Roger can't hear us; doesn't have headphones on.
They
believe.
Say thank you.
thank you for sharing this your wisdom with us two crazy millennials down here in the Allstate Showcase Studio.
You're incredibly
Dave.
Wide awake, but you're very young, so you can take it.
This was great. Learned a lot here this week on history. Having a blast filling in for Dave Plyer. Thank you, Dave Schwann. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back with Walter's perspective and wrap things up. 4:57 here on WGN. It's time for Walter's Thanksgiving Perspective. It's brought to you by HearingHealthCenter.com.
It is a fact of Thanksgiving that there are more turkeys than just those on a farm or in an oven. There are turkeys of the year, like Hillary Clinton, for one, who was about to win the White House when she got cooked to a crisp because her campaign strategy was wrong. Wrong speeches to the wrong voters in the wrong states. And wrong excuses for those damn emails. A strategy too turkey dumb to win. And her turkey strategy buddies like Rahm Emanuel were too chicken to tell her she was wrong. Jeb Bush was a turkey for being so into raising money that he didn't think about how to spend it. And Ted Cruz was so into believing the voters were believing him that he didn't think about how to tell a truth. And Bernie turkey... turkey trotting to get elected by gobble-gobbledygooking about some goofy revolution. Well, back on the farm in Illinois, Senator Mark Kirk trotting to get elected by cluck-clucking about President Obama being a drug dealer, and a Senate colleague, the bachelor Lindsey Graham, being a bro without a hoe. Now that the presidential transition is in play, there is the Steve Bannon turkey. Steve who? Steve Bannon, the angry, hateful guy aiming to make America white again. He's about to become the White House critical strategy chief, anointed by the art of the deal guy who's about to become the commander-in-chief. Two turkey mates who are burning themselves to a crisp. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.
Well, that does it for us. We had a blast. 3 hours. Just like that, Violetta.
Time flies when you're having fun.
She's Violetta Podramatic, does traffic for the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Kevin Powell, do sports. You can hear us Monday. We'll be back on the show with Ro and Anna having fun in the afternoons. Appreciate you guys listening. It is time for the news, though. It's right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It's 5:01. Here's Dave Schwann.